It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, he's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
What? That's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, what happened?
Bill coming.
We're on time.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Hi.
We got Steve, number one, in studio.
Take it deep.
We got Vaughn.
Hi, Dex.
I got producer Carly.
Fucking Chad.
Got Horn Lauren, and I think that's it.
That's it. That's
oh.
Oh, whoops.
Wait.
Wait, why is the chat room filled tonight? Fucking scumbags.
Conti and Kenny are in studio. They're over there in Steve and Vaughn's regular seats.
Yeah.
Vaughn did cry a little
Stevie
bit.
Stevie Ray Vaughn.
I didn't cry.
You,
you gave me the fucking drum chair,
fuck
you cocksucker.
Whoa, whoa. Fuck you.
Whoa.
You just moved the entire apartment.
You're overmodulated.
Am I?
He's going to fall
loud.
Over.
We're sitting in your guys' seats?
Yeah. I gave them.
You're serious?
Seats.
Yes.
No.
He boycotted
I gave
us
you
perfect.
Their seats.
And I was actually going to suggest that.
Yeah,
we gave Connie and Kenty our seats. Just let it go. Right.
Give them up.
I don't care.
Connie and Kenny. I'm sorry.
Did he call us Connie and Kenty?
Yes.
Connie,
you bag of shit.
He's already drunk.
No, I did it on purpose,
dude.
Yeah, right. I did.
It's 5 minutes after ten. You're shit faced. Yeah, we got Congo and Kenya over here.
I just wait till 2 hours in. I'm not driving today.
I hope not.
Nice.
So, guys, just make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, thanks for having us down here, man.
This is a great setup.
You know, just try to be a part of the conversation.
Funny,
good
very
callback.
Funny. Yeah, this is like the Abbey Road of fucking cringe humor.
Is it really?
Yeah,
honestly, I thought we had like a little shitty setup.
No, this is
great,
man. We're in a fucking living room. Like,
you
couches,
I was just
gonna dogs.
Say,
where do you guys do it?
Because
you got this little like. It looks like you should have like people hung up.
It's in like
a basement or something.
No, it's in like a 1930s. Detective's office.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, in like
weird.
A top of an office building.
He made
wow.
it into a
like
a
who
studio.
Owns that?
It's Rockland World Radio. Modern Metro owns
oh, okay.
the studio, but we just rent out their studio
oh.
and broadcast.
So you got to pay to do that?
It's very cheap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I blow him a couple times a week.
That's fine.
He blows me a couple times a week, and then I pay the guy.
Is he hung at least? Because that's worth it.
Wow.
It's like they do it on a folding table.
Yeah,
like, what the
like,
fuck's going
it
on?
Yeah, it's a beer pong table.
There's like no room in that fucking room.
It's
no,
always
really
I know. It's always weird when you see like pictures from other people's studios, and there's just like curtains or drapes hanging around the room.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's covering up something.
Yeah. It's usually the buses.
Yeah.
But I sit next to the window and I'm like running out and taking pisses and smoking like every break.
Pissing out the window.
So I either have to choose to rub my. It's like the Fight Club move where you either give him the ass or the balls.
Oh, the ass or the.
It's always James's back, so I don't
nice.
Know.
Where do you guys do it?
What?
Where do you guys do your show?
It's up in Nyack, right by the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Okay,
oh, so it's up there.
Yeah, wow. This yeah. is an. I swear, like, Lauren is like, all right, listen, you know, she's giving us the address and all that kind of stuff. And then I saw the apartments, and I was just like, we pull in. I'm like, do you realize we're walking into, it's like we're
someone's home.
But like, I'm thinking to myself, this is like one of the guys' place. Yeah. I'm like, this is going to be the biggest shithole I've ever walked into in my life. And this place is fucking beautiful.
Well,
it's a beautiful place.
He's sitting there kissing your ass. But normally, this is probably the cleanest it's been in like, what have we been doing this show? Like a year now, this whole
two
crew?
Years? Oh, for well, us, this like crowd. A year.
Yeah, a year. And this is probably the cleanest it's been if there was not a party.
Yeah, yeah.
If there was a party, this place would have been cleaner.
We clean it up for strangers and parties. That's about it.
But if it was immaculately, it was immaculately clean, then I would think you were homosexual.
So.
Well, you turn a dining room into a fucking bar, a pub.
That thing is great.
It's unbelievable.
I said, for the past, I don't know, 5-6 months, it's been storage. There was a bike in there, speakers, like all kinds of stupid shit.
Was there a little black kid glued to the seat?
Yes.
This chair's right in the middle of that room, so it's like, it's just filled up with stuff. But you know, might as well tidy up a little bit.
Yeah, we just took everything and shoved it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know why
we have company. Just shove everything in the bedroom.
The one with the big curtain in front of it with the Transylvanian license plate hanging on the fucking thing.
The one we were told don't go through the sheet. There's cum in there. Yeah. That one.
That's where we fuck.
Yeah, they can find a spot.
All of us.
But anyway, we saw Joe Conte's comedy. Comedia.
You're an ass.
In Woodbridge.
Ooh, you feel nervous.
I've never
like
met
your first date.
I know. I've never met Kenny. I did hear you on O&A.
Yes.
I did not realize it was you
until
my way back from White Castle, which is where I was going at 10 o'clock in the morning.
You were going to White Castle at 10 in the morning.
Sometimes you just go.
Are you shitting me?
And it's like a half hour drive, too. There's none around here.
You don't even know.
Mm-hmm. He's an addict.
Know. Anyway, and I'm coming back, and I heard when they were plugging, they said, do you have anything to plug? And, of course, you said no.
Yeah, I was, you're on O&A for the first time, and you're like, you know, I don't want to be the douche.
I'll take advantage of them.
Well, there's this so and that, and my mother's having it. Yeah. And then I heard Conte and Kenny. I was like, whoa, that's fucking
I could have plugged gigs at a radio show, and I just wanted to hang out. I was just there to hang out, so I didn't want to be like the douche, so I went, because I'd like to go back there. It was a blast.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
He was a nervous
little Were they nice? I have a feeling they're mean.
They're fucking awesome. They're really, really cool,
They're actually very
Carly,
cool.
Carly, do you want to say what Anthony said about you?
Oh, God.
Well, on air is, I'm sure on air is different than off air.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
What?
Well, off air, Anthony said I was cute.
Oh, yeah.
So now I love him.
Okay. Well, what did he say on air?
Let's bring this, nothing. Let's bring this to perspective. We saw them, not to go on and on about O&A.
Yeah,
but
of
we
course
saw them
so.
When,
we do all the time. We
oh,
do
yeah.
Constantly.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
But we saw them when Run and Fez first started up. We went to New York to, what the hell was that, BB King's?
Yeah.
When they were doing the signing.
Right.
And, Anthony said, oh, is this your chick? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, she's cute. I said, thank you. He goes, we don't get many girls here. So to put in perspective.
Nice dick.
Wow.
If you see some of the women that show
well
up to
done.
O&A events.
Yeah, but he could have said, hey, that's your girl? We don't get many of them here.
Yeah.
And that would have been a different that would have been a problem.
Oh, is that your thing?
Damn, she's no Christine.
That was great.
Is that your vagina?
Is that your pet bitch over there?
Yeah. Is that that bloody rag that you hang out with on occasion?
But,
is that your hole that you fuck?
Wow. Does it Vaughn looks like a Czechoslovakian fucking power lifter.
Does it?
No
he
doubt.
He looks like one of those guys that just pulls trains with his teeth.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Sergei
like a
Akhmanov.
Animal. I was really excited to meet Vaughn.
Yeah. Because
he called in our show a couple times.
What?
And he called himself a mutant, and I'm like, I got to meet this guy.
Anybody? He looks like he should have like a bathing singlet, like a striped singlet on.
He should have a weight belt and like launching kegs over his head with like white
exactly
powder
what he looks
all over
like,
him.
Man, it's great.
I was doing that like a month ago, actually. At a
buddy
party.
He cleans up good when he shaves and his hair is a little longer. Yeah. You know, he kind of looks, dare I say, handsome. But he has those little like chinky eyes.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's but, I'm getting a Mr. Fuji a little bit.
Yeah. But for some reason in the summer he loses the hair and just grows out the beard to like Wilford Grimley-esque.
Yeah, why would you grow a beard in the summer? Usually it's the opposite, right?
I don't know.
I'm a fucking weirdo. I don't know.
So he can catch food so when he's fucking hungry he has something to snack on.
Dude. And he sits here and plays with his shoes, which is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
No food escapes his mouth.
Okay.
Dude, it looks like
it shows.
Killed your shoes. It looks like you killed the chef and then glued them on your feet.
whatever.
Or it looks like you killed a little ska kid from 1997.
No, those are the shoes.
Ska kid.
Those are the Jay Giles Converse.
A little rude boy.
Step out, Jay a couple Giles. Ska kids.
He's a food boy.
He is.
I'm a po' boy. Yeah. Quite literally.
No, I have a question. Okay. I don't have a computer, really.
Oh. Me neither.
I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Really?
So I don't get to listen to other shows. I've heard like little bits and pieces. You guys are all on the show the whole time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
For the most.
We have another guy who comes on Tuesday.
This guy right here, Steve number one, he's a bit of a woman. He gets a little temperamental. Sometimes he gets his period and he just doesn't show up.
Yeah. Or sometimes he needs women and he's trying to hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm envious because I'm the only one who drinks and smokes. I'm a degenerate. And all these other guys, the other three guys, they don't drink. I went to the Cousin Joe show and I was smoking. I was drinking here. I'm drinking. I'm in an apartment. I'm comfortable.
So you go there, you crack open a beer, and they're like,
again? Yeah. Another one?
It's a butt of the joke.
Yeah, they do a thing where they have like two beers and they're like, so are you drunk?
Yeah. I stutter once and they're like, keep drinking. I'm like, all right, fine. You
well,
cunt.
Believe me, it's not like they don't have anything to say about me. I'm a degenerate too, but in different ways.
I'm talking substances, not, you know, young.
Not where you want to stick your dick.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Lauren smokes cigarettes, but I think that's about the extent of smoking.
Well, at least you guys all booze, and you have a fucking bar.
Well,
I don't.
Matt doesn't booze.
I don't.
Vaughn is a fucking drunk.
Yeah.
This guy's even worse.
I don't do the show unless I'm drunk anymore. Bottom line.
Really?
I have to be drunk to do the show.
If you listen
like
to
I'm fucking a fat girl like when I come to do the show.
Wow.
What's wrong with fucking fat girls?
Sometimes hey, man, that's your bag.
What are you saying, Vaughn?
The fuck?
I don't do that. That's your thing.
You'd fuck anything that moved. Come on. Her fucking friend who's got a fucking belly out to, like, Minneapolis.
I didn't fuck her.
You'll fuck her.
She likes
what are you talking about?
She likes Matt number one.
She wants to bang you?
Belly out to Minneapolis?
Whatever. She's got a fucking huge gut, I've been told.
Was the belly on the bridge? Is that why it fucking...
It was Jesus. The bridge.
That was funny.
Her belly had a fucking Audi on it, and it crashed into the water.
You almost stunk on that one. He saved you. You almost blew it.
Fuck that. That's fucking good.
Hey, doesn't she listen?
That's not my thing.
What? Yeah, Lauren's not dating any of you guys?
No. Yeah, right. No.
No?
No, we don't want that. Yeah, okay.
We don't want that disease roaming around.
Wow.
Let's just say to use
what
one
disease
of...
is that? Called a relationship?
No, yeah. Yeah. Let's just say to use one of her quotes, she's got more issues than tissues.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why those.
Yeah, but she's
so
a fucking broad. They're all nuts. Vagina is French for crazy. I mean, if you know, it's what it is.
I thought it was French for yummy. Okay.
Yummy crazy.
Okay. Depends on what dialect it is.
It's Japanese. Yummy, yummy.
Boom, boom.
Fumi, yummy, yummy.
That is true. I've not met a single broad that wasn't crazy.
Me neither.
And me and Vaughn were talking about fucking girls in the ass before.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, I wish we were recording that. I caught a glimpse of that.
Well, you know, it was interesting because, like, to me, it's like, you know, I've never had anal sex.
No.
I mean, I've never
you never participated in anal sex.
I've never gotten fucked
in the ass.
You were forced to?
I've never voluntarily engaged in anal sex, okay?
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm kidding. But
wait,
know,
that
like,
means you have?
I'm kidding, you fat asshole.
You do anal once, you ruin a relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, you know...
Every time I've done anal, it's like a couple weeks later, I'm like, well...
He finally gets his head out of the toilet.
Where
like,
we go from here?
There's no mystery left.
Yeah, you're not going to do... She's not going to do the sick shit that I'm really into. That's about as far as I could go.
We were talking about it. It's like the ultimate comeuppance on the girl. It's like you can't do anything worse to her. It's
sure
like
you're,
every time you see her, she's got... Well, no, you can. I've done worse.
Why? Meeting her parents?
While fucking her in the ass?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying meeting her parents might be worse.
Fucking her dad in the ass?
Doesn't shake your hand, you just give her a bloody cock.
But it's
eating a girl out... right before you meet her parents and your hands are still kind of sticky. That's the worst I've ever had.
I did that before.
When you're sitting there, hi, Dad, and you big hand in your hand, you can still feel your fingers are like this.
I was eating
They're
dinner.
They're like sticking together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was eating dinner and sniffing my fingers.
What, the veal?
No, it was chicken. It was like some good chicken.
It wasn't at his own house.
No, of course. Stop.
Vaughn has had, in the past.
Yeah.
What do we call it? Strange bed partners, I think is a term we came up with.
Okay,
maybe
yeah,
bedfellows.
Sure.
We don't really know.
He fucked a girl who insisted on dressing up like a clown.
Well, it's not like she
Are
insisted.
You kidding?
That's fucking great.
It's not
We're
like
not
she
kidding.
Insisted. She was out of work and she didn't feel like changing. I talked about that.
Okay, yeah, she was out of work.
She was a clown.
She was a clown.
She was an actual clown.
Look at Joel's face.
But wait, she was in a clown suit? But
that's
wait a second.
Great.
If she was out of work.
No, she just got out of work.
Oh, she was just out of work. Like I thought she was unemployed. Okay.
She was doing a kid show that day, and she came home, and it was just like spurred a minute and a moment, and I was like, you want to know? Okay, fine. Let's just go. Fuck it. You
but,
know, like,
but wait a minute, Vaughn.
That is hilarious.
That is beautiful.
Didn't you say that she was one of the reasons that you considered going to clown college?
Yeah.
As if there was more than one reason to go?
Did you pin her big, huge feet behind her head?
No, let me...
What a porno that would make.
That'd be like moving to Japan just to have sex with Asian girls. I go to clown college because I want to find clown girls.
Oh, Vendo?
Vendo's done that? What are you talking about?
That's what I was getting at. Whoops.
Yeah, he got at it.
He got at it.
But that one was kind of funny. We enjoyed that one.
Right.
But then there was the clown.
That's priceless.
Obviously, it's pretty funny.
Oh, it gets worse.
And I only make fun of him because I'm jealous. But I'm not jealous of this one because he had a girl who apparently, you know that little sexy moment where you're taking the panties down?
Right.
Imagine doing that and then just seeing a big nugget.
Well, it wasn't.
Not of gold, okay, of shit.
It wasn't like.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Imagine doing that and seeing a big bacon strip.
There we go.
Okay, so you're pulling it from behind.
Well, no, I'm pulling it from the forward, and it's like trying to pull it off with like a crowbar after the, like about 2 minutes.
When you,
like,
you see the underneath.
And then I finally yank him off, and then we, you know, mess around. And then later when we're cleaning up, trying to get her clothes, because I don't want my parents to wake up and find her in my room. I find them and I flip the pants, the underwear back to like because they're inverted. And I'm like, okay, put them back in. And just
are these
right
mine?
So basically, she shit her pants.
She didn't wipe very well.
Did it look like popcorn chicken?
Yeah. About that, it looked like
popcorn
like
shitting.
A little popcorn nugget.
They call it dingleberries, I believe.
It was like
I believe they call it shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty much like if. She was standing outside all day on a night hot day like today, and she just took a massive dump and then decided to say, hey, why don't I just walk around for about 4 hours?
I appreciate the commitment, though. You really went for it.
Yeah, I had to. There was no other reasoning. It was like, It was like this or swordfish.
And he has a lovely cross on his forearm, which is great. You're right.
Oh, the Celtic cross? Yeah.
Oh, that's a Celtic one?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other thing on the side there?
That?
Z and a question mark.
It's a symbol for a comic.
It's a bisexual thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck yourself in the ass.
A comedian
it's called
comic?
It's called clown fucker.
A comic book.
Oh, a comic book. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
Sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Demented.
I hate trying to explain this.
I know. I'm
thing.
So glad. I was actually going to get that tattoo because I'm into that. Was into that comic book. And I was like, that'd be a cool tattoo. You know, when we were, was it 17, 18?
Yeah, it was.
And I was going to get that.
And I got
and
it.
Then he got it. And I was like, well, now I can't get it.
Right,
I'm so glad I didn't because every fucking. What does that mean?
You always got to get the.
My mother's still asking. It's like.
So wait, what is that? Like,
can I just hit you in the head with a sledgehammer when you're sleeping, please?
She's a sledgehammer.
Shut up! You didn't say nothing. Die.
That's a double negative, Vaughn.
Learn from other people's mistakes.
You say nothing, not no, never nothing.
I'm so impressed that you fucked a clown. In a suit. I would love that. I would absolutely because I've talked about like weird situations I've gotten myself into. Okay. You know what I mean? Just to see how far, not like. Not how far I could go. Let me phrase it right.
Believe me, he's
going to start talking.
He will be stepping into a fucking landmine.
Yeah, no,
second,
not how
watch.
Far I could go, but how far I could safely go into a situation and go look around and go, holy shit, I'm here. You know what
doing
I mean?
Like
that kind of a thing. Yeah, fucking a clown is great.
Yeah, it was just something that just kind of stuck in my head. I was like,
yeah, I think that's great, man.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, now. It wasn't so that fun trying to find things like afterwards.
She had like a little flower.
Like her
on
pants are as big as mine. It's like, fuck, these ain't mine.
She had like a little flower on her pussy and she squirt you with it.
Yeah. Her pussy squirted at me. It's like,
she had a
pump though. Wait, oh no. Ew.
Now wait a minute, Vaughn. Did she have the big like hula hoop pants with the suspenders?
He's like, talk dirty. She's like, mark up, mark up.
She had an electronic buzzer in her asshole.
It would be funny if she was one of those dunk clowns and she just kept like torturing him during it.
Is that the best you can do? It was ICP, admit it. It was ICP.
Yeah.
It was Violent J.
You sucked Violent J's dick.
Oh, come on.
That is great. That is probably one of the best I banged, you know, a disastrous bang story. That is great, dude.
Doing it for the story, but Vaughn did it out of love.
Well, the relationship didn't last much longer after
you
that.
You think?
He loved it was for the art of the clown, right?
Well, that was, I don't know. The freaking relationship kind of just fell apart after that, I think.
Was she, did she follow the stereotypes? Was she a big drinker and very unhappy? Like, you know that story?
Yeah, she wasn't very happy. I don't know about the drinking, because it was like a good 2 weeks, and I only saw her maybe like six times.
Shit.
That's a good two weeks, my friend.
She looks like that fast. John Wayne Gacy painting.
It was Tammy Faye Baker.
Like last week.
When she had the cancer.
Vaughn, my asshole. Stick it in.
You thought it was a nugget. It was actually one of her fingers that fell off.
All right. So we covered clown fucking.
We've alienated Vaughn.
No. Yeah.
Not enough? You want to keep going?
Keep going.
Keep going.
I think it's great, brother. I think it's great, man.
That's awesome, dude.
Didn't you have another great story? There was a clown. Oh, just like a really fat girl, right?
Yeah.
Was she 350?
No. Yeah, the fattest I've ever had sex with is about 300, I think. Which isn't much for me. I'm like 260.
So
it's great. You're not 260.
Yeah, I'm 260. I just got checked. Yeah. The doctor said 260.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
I'm 235.
You fucked a girl fatter than you?
So what? Steel.
Was she a sumo wrestler?
Yeah. She squatted down on my dick, threw sand first, and
she was his spotter.
Wow.
I met Yokozuna, I decided to fuck him in the ass. I figured what could have hurt.
Hey,
it wasn't going to hurt her ass, that was for sure.
There's nothing wrong with big women, man. Because the vagina is.
They know how to give head, right?
Great.
Yeah, I actually.
Every woman that I've had with a little bit of size, the vagina is great, man.
Okay, a little bit of size is a little bit of size. Pounds.
I have one bad thing where regularly this chick, I never banged her, but she would blow me.
That's not bad.
No, it was great.
But I gotta worse.
But it was cool because the thing is, all right, I will show you something. All right.
Oh no!
All right, it's not a picture.
Oh, okay.
It is
an audio.
No, it is her name in my phone. Okay. All right.
Oh boy.
Just look at that and tell me if you understand what that means.
Is it Vaughn?
Now, why don't you read it out loud for everybody?
You can just say, tell me if you understand what that means.
Tree biller.
Tree biller?
Do you understand what that means?
Three bills, 300.
Yeah, that's what it says in my phone.
Three bills.
That's what it says in my phone. And what happens is this girl would just meet up with me and just blow me.
Okay.
Wow.
For like probably 2 years.
Wow. She's probably got a whole lot of suction force behind there with all that, like.
Yeah, but it's sad when we would actually meet up in like a parking lot somewhere.
She's like one of those honey wagons that suck out the sores.
We'd meet in like a parking lot, like a Sheraton hotel parking lot or something, and then I would go into her minivan. But this is the worst part.
Rather than get a room,
why did I get a room? Why would I get a room for 12 minutes? You know what I mean? It's stupid.
That long?
But the thing, well, because, you know, we talk for fucking 10 and a half. But we would sit there, and she would have to take the car seat out from the back and put it all the way in the back. And then sit me right where the car seat was and then blow me. And I tried to explain to my friends how big she is. And it's a joke I say, but it's actually what I said to my friends one night. They're like, dude, how big could she possibly be? I'm like, look at the size of me.
And she's petting the dog.
It's like a fucking evil genius.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, how big could she possibly be? I'm like, look at the size of me. When I'm sitting extra on a couch, I look like an 8-year-old boy getting molested by John Goodman in a wig. It's like I'm in a Tom Petty video, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
There was one time, one of the worst ones, I was doing a show in Buffalo, and I was completely drunk, and I was coked up. And
you're talking about the old one?
It was about 4:30 in the morning, and this woman was crying in the lobby. And
Why don't you suck my penis?
She was about 60-something, I would think.
No, you didn't.
That's why she was crying. She knew she was dying in four months.
She had just lost about 170 pounds.
Holy shit.
So she didn't look bad. But
it was
then
a tumor.
She was plankton. I go...
The answer was cancer.
She's like, I'm like, what's the matter? I'm drunk. I'm stumbling back to the room. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, I hate my husband. I'm like, you want to get back at him?
I have a black friend.
we go up to the hotel room, and I'm sharing a hotel room with this guy, Carucci. He's a comic. He's sleeping next to the thing. And I take her clothes off.
I can't believe this.
Did you ever see Bruce Willis in Unbreakable when he falls into the pool, onto the pool cover, how he sinks, and everything just surrounds him? That's exactly what it looked like. It was just a sea of flesh bubbling over.
I feel so good. Oh, yes.
And then she's like, walk me to the elevator. And I'm like, you know, I really have to go because we had to drive at like 9 o'clock in the morning that next morning.
Wow.
And the sun was coming. coming out to another gig. And I'm like, I will. And she's like, okay. And she's stumbling out, and I close the door behind her and lock it. And then, like, 10 seconds later, I look down, and she's stumbling down the thing by the, you know, by the elevator.
They're like, why are you sleeping on a lame Brian pool cover?
Yeah, well, that was a bad one.
She had to move the car seat. I love that part. Oh, yeah. With the baby in it.
Oh, my God.
Not that kind of car seat, you mutant.
What?
Like, so I one of those full-on, like, you know, three-person car seats.
Oh, one of those deals?
Yeah. Fucking whack job.
Yeah. You talking about my story?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the baby seat.
Baby seat. Exactly.
All right, I'm a fuckface.
Baby
seat.
With the baby in it.
Drink up.
He's a diaper and shit. She's like...
Yeah, I can't tell all my stories because my girlfriend's
home. Yeah, ask
Conti. Go home.
Ask Conti about the first time
what?
Somebody licked his a-hole.
Okay, hey, Conti.
Hey, Conti.
Wow.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell the story real quick. He's like, yo, it was the first time. It was
great.
Yeah,
because Kenny was there. That's
and
why.
Now, it wasn't the way he told the story. It wasn't the fact that he got it and some girl licked his asshole. He goes, yeah, and it was all matter of fact. He's like, yeah, I was there, and I had my legs up sort of, and she just was blowing me, and she went down, and it was great, and like matter of fact, he goes, I'm like, how did it happen? What position? He goes, I had a big car. And I'm like, the first time it happened, you were in the car.
Yeah, I'm a degenerate. I am a fucking degenerate.
You won't pay for the hotel rooms, ladies.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's like you guys have that contest. You guys have that White Castle.
Yeah, the trying to kill ourselves in an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was the winner? 21 or something like that.
Yeah,
it was 21. Yeah.
I had a friend. I had a friend of mine. He had 41 of them.
Disgusting. I believe that's what I was saying. Bad. Like Carly was like, we should tell like White Castle about it and stuff. I said, you don't understand. The amount we ate is pathetic compared to what people can do.
But
this is just our little fatso group.
Yeah,
like Craig ate 21 and he blew us all out of the water.
I think if we ask Craig eat 40 in 12 minutes. He could probably do it.
I don't know.
Not 12 minutes. What, you fucking crazy?
Minutes?
Without the buns. That's the only
here's
way you
the thing. Craig to loves that. To eat, and he can eat. But he also does value his life a little bit.
He wants to live. Mm-hmm. You know how I told you guys I got my blood taken, and they said my cholesterol was high?
Yeah.
I talked to the doctor, and I said, yeah, I had like a food eating competition. He's like, no. Oh, that could be why it's so damn fucking high. Because I fucking came in second.
Oh, that could be a complete.
I
only have 16 something?
15.
15?
Yeah.
No, 17.
17. I was about to vomit.
17?
Yeah,
I'm a big fuck. Like I think the most I ever had was like 12.
I think I kept out at 8 or something.
Yeah.
Really?
10? Did I make 10?
Well, that was courtesy because he had to sleep with somebody after that.
Oh, no. There's no courtesy over there.
No. You don't even know.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Shaking her head no.
I got the extra like Crave case that was left over in the fridge. And I think the next day I came home drunk. And they were gone.
Blasted.
It was like another 8 in my stomach, and it was just...
No, the thing
was
is...
Was I going through that thing during that? My stomach thing?
Yes.
You were still doing the little IBS?
I thought I had...
Temporary IBS?
I thought I had an allergic reaction to...
Gluten.
Gluten.
Okay.
Which is...
Wheat.
Bread. Wheat,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So, basically, yeah. I was running to the bathroom. I think the most was 8 times in a day.
Yes.
Like, eight taking full-on, like, liquid shits. Wow. Like, 8 times a day. And it was fucking bad.
It was like his body was going through genocide. He just kept shitting.
Internal genocide. Yeah.
My farts
were
immaculate. Like they were like it was
a shadow.
What do you mean immaculate? Like they didn't have
people
a smoke
thought
going?
They were fake. No, they were so loud and so big.
Oh, okay, the sound of them.
Yeah, it was like they were fake. Like someone was making it, but you can ask her.
Yeah, it was real. Dutch ovening every morning. He's screaming in pain.
Who's Noob Cybot in our chat?
Oh my God.
Cybot's there?
That's got to be one of the guys from my MK board.
This is a shadow of people. A person.
Wait, what's this guy's name?
Oh, Arcade?
Yeah, it's just a shadow.
He looks like Noob Cybot, you mean?
What's a Noob Cybot?
No, oh, it's a Mortal Kombat reference.
Mortal Kombat
he's just a shadow
okay.
person.
It's kind of nerd shit. Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know why Steve brought it up.
It's just a shadow.
Because he's drunk and he's looking at the computer.
Exactly.
Very
What are you drinking, Steve? Because it looks...
Rum.
Oh, okay, because it doesn't look like beer. That's
and
why.
Coke. Well, rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke, yeah. Okay.
And beers.
Oh, you want? There's a little bit left if you want it.
No, that's okay.
No,
you gotta drive.
But the thing is, the thing is, tonight it's weird because everybody was farting earlier, and now since the guests are in, everybody's kind of quiet.
I'm on my best behavior.
I don't think that's on purpose,
dude. If you hold it in the whole damn time and you let one out before they like right after they leave, I'm running out of here screaming because I know it's gonna stink like death.
It will.
Yeah, this house will never be the same. I think you'll even pull the paint off the walls.
You notice we have a lot of candles around.
Yeah, dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed that.
We're very gassy.
Yeah. We're not gay. We're just like, we're like candles.
If we can't find anything funny, we just fart in the mic, and it just makes everybody laugh.
It does.
Farts are always funny, man.
Yeah. Oh, and the air freshener.
Yeah, we got it. You we know, got it on hand up there. Here.
But I'm sure it has nothing to do with you guys. I'm sure it has something to do with her.
Definitely.
The whole fish thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cleansiness.
The burnt taco in the corner.
I'm talking about the cleansiness.
The burnt taco.
Oh, I wasn't talking about something bad. I was.
We tried to turn it into that.
The fucking brick oven chalupa.
Yes, you. The cock tease on the cam. Yes, you.
Look at her. It's fucking De Niro with a wig. She's like, you talking to me? What the fuck happened?
What? I was just watching that last night.
I'm not kidding. All you do is tease the cock of our friggin' chat room people.
You talking to me?
Show your tits.
Lauren,
what
are you talking to?
Lauren's hot.
Oh, what were you talking about before, Steve? Maybe you can get confirmation on that.
Okay. I was confused, all right?
You're like a movie buff, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Here we go.
Pretty good.
Before we were talking, and we're talking about movies or whatever, and I got a little confused. I said, I saw a thing on AMC. It was like a little factual thing. They do a little in-betweens. Spielberg and Martin Scorsese, they switched projects. It was Schindler's List, and I remembered it as Goodfellas, but it was actually Cape Fear.
yeah.
But it was like funny because like I'm like
yeah he's Spielberg, like no it's
Spielberg doing Goodfellas. I'm like I don't think so.
They would all be so Jewish, be like, why don't we just count money instead of fighting and killing each other? And
what about Scorsese
back.
Doing Schindler's List? Right? Yeah. How fucking awful would that be?
You fucking that. Kike, what the fuck you looking at? Huh? How about I shoot you? You're dead. Huh? Am I funny? Why am I funny? Because I'm a Gestapo.
Two and a half hours of slow motion people on fire. That's
yeah. De Niro's like, there's a beautiful dress. No, a little bit over there. And he's like, she's like, maybe next time. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Take a shower. Take a shower real quick. Why don't you take a shower? It's okay. All right, get ahead. Take a shower.
What are you coming for?
But it was Cape Fear, which was an equally creepy movie.
De Niro's in a phone booth when he gets the word that Joe Pesci's dead. He's like, phone home. Phone home. Phone home. Yeah, phone home.
Oh my god!
I've never seen either Cape Fear, but I know that the one with De Niro is like even creepier.
Yeah,
than the first.
Yeah. The De Niro one.
Like I seen the scene where he has her sucking his finger.
Yeah,
that's just
yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, it's so
you're hard.
It's Juliette Lewis.
It is
right?
pretty hot.
Yeah,
like, she's like one.
Oh,
of those,
is it really?
She's such like a whore in a way. Like just,
she's
oh,
like
man.
Supposed to be like 12 in the fucking movie.
Well, exactly. Yeah, so I want to fuck her.
She's a whore. You know what I mean? She's under. She's over 10. She's a fucking whore.
Like, now something you can't do those movies without Chris Hansen showing up.
No.
What are you doing? He's like, what do you think I'm doing? Hey,
she's only 12.
I'm Robert De Niro.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're going to talk about
meeting
Chris
cookies.
Hansen again.
Nah. Meeting cookies a little bit.
But I got to confuse. I'm like, it's not Goodfellas, but it's something with De Niro. And then I went back to Matt's house. You know, he had to go there and shit.
Maybe it was Rocky and Bullwinkle. Maybe.
Oh, my God. Eating meanie chili beanie.
That priceless fucking.
Did you see that?
No. I just
Did
figured.
Anybody?
You know what?
I saw it on, like, ABC, no. I think. Nah,
get
like,
out.
Middle of the day.
Oh, fuck you.
What?
Not Nelson on TV. What the hell you expect me to do?
De Niro will do anything.
I stopped Seriously. Watching De Niro films when he had that stroke and Philip Seymour Hoffman was the. Was
Awakenings?
No, that was great because after that, me and my brother would sit there and pretend we were crippled up and throw tennis balls at each other and try to catch them real quick like they would do it.
Oh, yeah. You ever see City by the Sea?
Yes. City by the Sea. I only parts of that.
With his heroin.
Yeah, with his son. Yeah, only parts
yeah.
of it. But Philip Seymour Hoffman, the guy, idiot from Boogie Nights, that guy. Uh-huh. He's like a real flagrant gay guy, and De Niro has a stroke, and he's got to take care of him and like wipe his diapers
God.
And stuff.
No.
Like,
nice.
Yeah. After that, I was like, all right, De Niro.
it's
like
that in Metro City, whatever that fucking Eddie Murphy movie was.
Oh,
Metro
the
cops.
Oh, and where they were the cops doing
yeah.
this reality show?
Oh, no, wasn't it when he was a negotiator or something like that?
No. He was with Eddie Murphy, and he
was
died.
A shitty freaking.
But eventually, you know what? To say like De Niro has done so many movies that numbers are you're gonna fucking do a good movie. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
He's done everything.
Yep.
Does he know the word no? Except when he. So the only time fucking De Niro knows the word no is when a white girl says, "Can I suck your cock?" He's like, "No." I need myself a black chick. That's the only time.
Wife, right.
He's always dies. He's been banging black chicks forever, which is fine. But can you say no to a fucking movie?
Well, he's got a little like melodic kid, right? Doesn't he?
I don't know.
How many racist characters has he played, too? You know, like, come on.
It's
what is it? There's stuff
back in the day, everyone did.
There's stuff on YouTube of him, getting into arguments with, like, directors because of those Tribeca commercials.
We saw that.
Yeah, you saw that?
Great.
Yeah, he's just getting pissed, and they're like, can you be more excited? And he's like, I'm fucking being excited. What do you want?
Yeah.
Like, and even in his anger, he was still like, he goes, you don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Like, he still had to be polite. You know what I mean? It was just,
if you don't mind my saying.
Yeah.
What is it? Well, when De Niro has to go, you know, six pieces of bacon. The Baconator. a little bit of ketchup, little pickles, you know. When he bows down to that shit, he's pissed off. He's fucking, you know, young Vito Corleone, and now he's pitching fucking, you know,
burger
sandwiches. Whatever the fuck he was doing.
It's like, what is it? He's in that movie that just came out, Stardust?
Yes.
Where he plays a fag pirate?
Yeah, yeah.
Captain of. Oh, well, that's what he is.
Who, De Niro?
In the movie, he plays a gay pirate captain.
He plays.
Isn't that redundant?
He plays a butt
playing
pirate.
A gay pirate.
Yeah,
he's gay. In it?
Yeah,
he's
it's Captain Shakespeare. He's gay. And there's one scene where he's wearing like a 19th century dress and a corset, just dancing around.
Oh, you're,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
What?
It's in the middle. It's near the end of the movie. It's freaking. You're just like. What the? How much did he
been
get
doing
paid
drugs
for this fucking?
That's
no,
like finding.
I just saw it this weekend, you jackass.
That's like walking into a room and finding your dad blowing another guy.
Yeah,
that's like
were there like $100 bills sticking out of his pocket? Because that's the only way.
No, I because the whole thing he's supposed to be like this ruthless pirate, and then when he's like all with his friend, when he's like by himself, he's like oh, you know, like fucking fucking hand all over the place.
Wow.
And there's one scene where he's dancing around. And like above him, like all his people are killing fuckers, just knifing people in half, and he's just dancing around with like a fucking with a veil over his face, like like what the fuck's going on? Why is this in here?
He's dancing to "You've Getting Served" or something like that at the fucking bottom.
Some kind of fancy ass shit. I was like, okay, Beethoven, great, fuck it.
That is fucking.
I can't take De Niro dude being gay. Can't do it. Can't do it.
It's unnatural.
I can take him going, no, film. This, and Awakenings, he just starts freaking out. Forget it.
No, I didn't see that. I think I'm like the only one that saw that movie. I'm like, yes.
It's a great movie.
That was very good. What? What's the matter, Vaughn?
What'd you point to, Vaughn?
The chin strap's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Where the hell'd you go?
He just fucking gets up and leaves. He was in the middle of doing a bit with that book you had before.
Yeah.
That
and he's like reading it. We're all laughing. He puts it down, gets up and walks away.
Yeah. He's in the middle of like a sentence, not even halfway through it. He's like,
yeah,
I got a
piss.
Go to take a piss.
Like he said something, we laughed, and he was just like,
what are you, like a cat? You just get up and move for no reason?
And he gets like five beers. He comes back.
I drank almost an entire bottle of rum, dude. I need to piss.
Already?
Dude! Yeah, it's gone.
It's almost gone.
There's some left.
He's got a shot left.
This thing was full. He just bought this.
That's Bacardi, isn't it?
Last night, I found one of the best drinks, because I'm an alcoholic.
Nice.
And I had a bottle of Bacardi Limon and fucking Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how much fucking caffeine is in that shit.
Yeah.
Because I was having drinks because I wanted to go to bed early. You know what I mean? So I'm like, let me knock myself out. And I'm like,
I'm going to rub one out real quick.
Fucking pan frying, right. Watching SportsCenter for the third time. And I stopped doing coke. It was the same thing.
Oh, there you go.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Never stop.
Morning dew.
Especially if you want to go to bed. I
mean, yeah. What the fuck's that all about?
Nah, fucking, yeah. So that's my poison.
What? Why'd you just come in? Like,
nice. Thanks.
That's my poison. Fucking rum, dude. I love it.
But you're drinking light beer.
Well, yeah, because I need something. I told you, fat piece of shit.
Suck my balls.
I need
balls.
Something light to go after the rum, dude. What do you want me to do? Fucking drink Yingling and puke all over you?
Lick my freshly shaved nutsack, please.
You don't shave
do
it,
you
do
really?
You? Yeah, I do.
I shave mine.
Do you really?
You shave
what
yours?
Are you fucking? Yes, I do. But let's compare and contrast.
No, like, why bother? Who's going to see your dick?
Well, you've all seen my balls before. We did this 2 weeks ago.
Like, hey, Dad, you know, like, you probably walk around here naked.
Has anything happened?
Wait,
with
let
that
me explain
thing?
It. No, it's still.
We good. Haven't even hit the newspaper yet. That's good, though.
Good.
I had a doctor's appointment. I had a checkup, and on my right,
he had a throw up.
My left ball is a little bigger. I had to fucking check.
When he says a little, he means double size.
It's like it's like.
Does it look like a snowman half broken sideways?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little bigger, and I was like,
why don't you show them?
Checked out. You want me to?
No,
I'll do
it.
I don't give a fuck. No, I'm kidding.
Really? Do you want me to show?
Let me tell you something real quick. Right. I don't go to the doctor very often, right? Okay.
Yeah, so we know. Look at you.
Yeah, obviously. So I went to the doctor a couple years ago. I was like sick or something. I don't remember why. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm checking my blood pressure and, you know, looking at my tonsils or something. I don't know. She's like, okay, all right, take your pants off. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, just drop your pants. No.
It's a girl doctor?
Yeah, it was like, but she looked like Vaughn. Her name was Susan Dick.
Hey, drop no, it wasn't.
I'm see her last cock. Name is. Her last,
her last
name
was Dick.
Her last name is Dick, and I'm not even lying.
She looked like me without the beard,
but hairier.
Fucking Dr. Dick. It's like some bad porno fucking character. You
bounce
know.
Wow.
So
yeah. So I what? She stuck the finger in there.
I drop my pants, and I have like pure fucking innie because I'm like embarrassed. It's so, like your dick is like whoop, It's like, whoa, sucking, you know, up. What I mean? Yeah, it's like, sucks.
I think the only time my dick has ever gone inside is when I'm in a cold fucking pool of the ocean. That's the only time it's gone inside. It's the only time.
Well, I know Matt was a big fan of my story when I had my checkup.
Oh, God.
Humongous?
For work, I work in a factory, and I was a temp, and I finally got hired, so they're just like, all right, go take your physical. And so I had to go get my physical in the middle of my shift. So I'm wearing my uniform. I'm sweaty. I'm fucking nasty. And they're taking all these, you know, tests on me. They do everything, whatever. So finally, a doctor comes in, shuts the door. He does, like, you know, whatever the fucking reflexes and all that. And he's just like, okay, now just take your pants down. I'm like, all right. I'm standing up, and he's sitting down. He kind of, like, scoots up, and he has, like, a paper in front of him. He's writing. So I take my pants down. I turn around and, like, bend over. And he looks up and goes, no, the other side. I'm like, oh.
Wishful thinking, my friend.
Checking for the hernia. Oh, I get it.
What a dope.
Yep.
So you voluntarily were just like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess he's going to stick his finger up my ass. But I was like, I was like 20 years too early for that. But it was just like an instinct. Like, I'm like,
well, I guess he's checking a little early. That's fucking funny.
This is a doctor who cares right here.
He walked in with a shiv.
And you know what it
is? Fucking 2 foot dildo.
He was such a fucking stiff. Like, he didn't laugh or anything. Like, I'm like stiff laughing to myself.
Stiff bad word for
What's that sticking on your pants?
Did he have Freddy Krueger gloves on too? Like,
that's fucking great.
So like, so I was back saying, to Bond's like I was saying,
if oh sorry,
like I'm explaining this to people and they're like, you need to get that checked out. So I finally go and I get the whole thing and I'm like, he's like, you got any questions? I'm like, yeah. He's like, one of my balls is a little bigger. He's like, all right, let's go check this out. So I take down my pants and
you go into his car.
Go to the back room.
Come into my office. It's the back of his Suburban.
It's a conversion van.
But this is a closet. There's no windows. Don't fucking worry. So I pull him down, and he's like, yeah, okay. And he's feeling around. He's moving shit.
Sure,
and I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's varicose veins. They're wrapped around my left ball. And he's like, okay, I can give you a doctor if you want to get taken care of. And I'm like,
he's on the phone with the University of Philadelphia Hospital.
I'm like, is it going to cause anything? He's like, are you having kids anytime soon? I'm like, no. Don't worry about it then. I'm like, okay, fine.
Varicose veins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Show him the list.
On his balls.
He's at like Mount Sinai Medical Center. Yeah, everyone has leukemia, and he's got ball veins.
I got bulgy balls.
Yeah,
come on,
my balls.
You had sweating to the oldies from 1979 wrapped around your balls.
No. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't look, guys.
I gotta look at nuts. They're right there.
Why are you doing this?
You gotta check them out.
You can't fucking just describe that.
That is the third time I've seen his testicles.
Why would you do that to guests on the show?
Seriously.
They're never going to come back now. They're never going to have us on their show now.
enjoy that mic. Whoever Vaughn. Is next.
Oh, yeah.
If fucking aliens abducted Vaughn, they would drop his fucking ass off in 5 minutes.
That's weird. The way Vaughn showed his balls, he didn't just like pull his pants down. He grabbed his cock. Like he was shifting at NASCAR, and he just yanks it up, and he just kind of grabs his and just kind of flicks him back and forth. What a fucking
lunatic! It
looks
like he's pulling up like the biggest steamer you've ever seen in your life.
No, like he just caught a huge fish. Yeah. That's what he was. Look at the size of this one. I didn't have to throw this one back. This one's got varicose veins on it.
We call them varicose Vaughns. Because
that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Man, you could have just said, look at these things on my leg. Now imagine them on somebody's balls. No, that's all you had to do.
It's different. It's like...
He's got to go the extra 3 inches.
Yeah.
It's not that small.
Did you cover it with your pinky and your ring? That was it?
Whole hand, actually.
Yeah, right.
Whole hand.
I had a couple extra fingers that I had to...
He does have some big, meaty hands, though, so...
And he put his thumb up, like, that was the tip of his dick. Like, we're like, ooh.
He's got fucking first baseman mitts for
fucking
hands. You know,
if somebody has something wrong with them physically, you have to look at it, even if it's on...
Yeah, you even said, if I was your doctor, I would kind of be interested in seeing...
In the name of science...
When did I say that?
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
When did I say that?
That's bad, but I also have inverted nipples.
He does have inverted...
Why don't you show them, too? Oh, my... Ew!
Those aren't inverted.
Yeah, they are inverted.
They're just
like, start open them wide and show the smile. It's like,
wow.
They're just disgusting.
They're like little baby bird mouths.
Carly is reminding me to remind you to wash your hands.
It looks like a 45 of Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. That's what it looks like, actually. little record.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Watch your hands.
Seriously, like.
Yeah, it's enough, Vaughn. That's all right.
That microphone.
Who uses this but Steve, too?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Well, they all get mixed up, so anyone can get anyone's mic. But oh, great. That one.
Wait, what did you put to his mic?
I'm going to burn it.
I touched my balls.
Well, he was touching his dick, and now he's grabbing the mic.
I was touching that mic, and I was touching that mic, and I was probably touching that mic, and that mic, and that mic. We've all touched every mic. No. Your asshole is near every mic. Nah. Why are you freaking out
about
my balls?
That doesn't bother me so much.
The mic is deep. It's like... Like this.
Well, there's like a half life of, you know, it's like a nuclear atomic half life
isotope
of fart. You know what I mean? It's after like a couple of days, it goes away.
And the mic that Joe is using, I always use. Like nobody's ever like used that since I started doing the show.
You hope?
As far as
you
I know,
really hope. All these pee filters have covered in fart. If you smell them really good,
the
you
microphones
smell
are completely random.
Yeah, they
get put
true.
Away random and
that's
they get
true.
Distributed okay. random. Yeah.
So,
same
Joe, you might be
filters.
Sucking in fucking Vaughn's asshole right
you
now.
You could be.
I don't
sir.
Fart on the
we
fucking
all, mic. We all are.
But the apartment's nice and clean, so.
That's a little bonus.
Nothing to complain about.
How's the chat going?
Yeah, are we about ready for a break?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We're at the normal time.
I need another beer.
We got 10 minutes. You want
to go? I'm not even done, but I need another
beer. Let's go break.
All right, fine. Break it.
God.
Carly, do you know how to go to break?
Push it, you fucking bald bastard.
Now, okay.
Make sure you got the volume up. Oh.
Hello. You fuck.
Com is the website.
And I'm a fat fuck eating food.
We're here at Constant Times.
Come on, this isn't funny.
It's actually kind of funny.
Actually, I thought it was pretty funny. That's why I did it. What do you guys do, a show or something?
What did Steve call them before him?
Connie and Kenty.
Connie and
Curtis.
That is
whatever.
Fucking funny, man.
Connie and Curtis.
Congo and Kenya.
How tall are you? 6'4"?
He tells 6'3"? People, five? Sometimes he tells people he's 7 foot and they believe it.
I'm 7'5".
He's got
he's like six, six, what is it?
Yow
officially
ding.
6'3" and an eighth?
5 foot, 1 and 2.
7'5".
He's got tits to match.
In these 6'3". Boots, in these boots, which happen to be Doc Martens.
Oh,
fucking I'm like
6'5".
I'm like 6'5".
And your titties are fucking massive.
Your leg's fucking 6 gay.
All right, guys.
Shut that's the all fuck up.
I gave,
don't die, you chin strap fucking dick motherfucker.
I gave you two all break to argue.
No.
And scare away our
guests.
It's
continue happening.
Steve is like a Bacardi-filled fucking Rob Halford. That's what he's
like. Forget that gay part, though.
Not the gay part. Just, you
thank
know,
you.
I mean,
thank yeah. you.
Homo.
Nice. I put my pants on one leg at a time.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Unlike Vaughn, I don't have men suck my penis.
Wait.
What? You guys listen to Typo Negative?
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't you want to suck off a fucking old man with his old man
Steve,
balls?
They like Typo.
Don't you want to suck off?
Like, he's not even listening.
I know, he doesn't
wait,
care
no,
anymore
no, no.
at this
hold
point.
On, hold on.
Wait, watch Peter Steele's penis.
Why don't we read that Mad Lib while we're at it?
Oh,
God. Yeah, why don't Carly? We
Carly's got
listen, hold on. Let me back this up real quick.
God.
Me and Carly went to the fucking bookstore, right? We were like, oh, let's get some games or something to, you know, add some spice to the show. We bought a Mad Lib. This was already in the book, okay?
It was.
Write this. Nobody wrote this.
You found it. You found
it already.
We found
in the
it.
Book?
We bought the book. We opened it up. This was in there.
Oh, really? Salvation Army.
It's a happy coincidence, I guess.
It's quite a coincidence.
It's commercials for face cream.
Okay.
And now, ladies and men with hetero man crushes, an important commercial message from our Peter Steele, the manufacturer of new, improved Allgoo, the face cream for women. Allgoo now Steve. Contains a new money shot ingredient called hexamone, which is made from distilled Peter Steele juice. If you rub
coincidence.
All coincidence. If you rub all goo on your Peter Steele's penis every evening, your complexion will look as hung as a daisy. I didn't read
this. Is this your fantasy?
I didn't make this up. This is real.
Seriously, you just want him to shoot loads in your face repeatedly. Like a shotgun, just going off.
Shut up, you fat, worthless shit.
Keep drinking, you fuckface.
I'm gonna. So let her keep reading, you fat asshole.
Like Bud the Wire, you just want him to shoot him at you in the face constantly.
Quiet time, Vaughn.
It's like The View with you two.
Too Rosie.
He's Rosie and I'm Donald Trump.
It's that stupid cunt and Rosie O'Donnell.
I'll let you decide who's who.
Anyway. You call me a stupid cunt?
Wow.
How dare you?
I'm calling you a stinky, hairy cunt.
You were calling him cunty before.
I didn't call him cunty.
Cunty and Kenny.
You know, the only difference
this big bag fucking calls him Connie and Chrissy. What the fuck are you talking about?
Connie and Chrissy. I call him Connie and Kenty, you fat asshole. That was on purpose to make a joke, you fat fucking asshole.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
All right. Steve.
The only difference between a break and the actual show is somebody hit a button.
Yeah, that's it. It's all in good fun.
8 pounds of dick in your mouth every other Tuesday.
I love you.
Steve, bring it down a little bit. Vaughn, be the better man.
Let Carly finish. Let Carly Simon finish, okay?
Oh, okay. The famous Hollywood star Peter Steele says, "I use all goo every day, and my complexion is always long and hard. And my testicles always have a youthful glow. Yes, all goo is the sticky cream of the stars. Remember, if you want a softer, smoother Peter Steele's penis, get all goo in the handy 88-pound size at your friendly neighborhood Pathmark."
Did you seriously just find this like Mad Lib, fill it out, and then give it to her?
I did nothing of the sort.
I tell you, Steve number one thought this was the funniest possible thing, and he said, "Matt, don't read it. Wait for the show. Don't read
it. Matt read it."
And it was
bad.
I
didn't write it.
What were you? Who wrote it? Steve number two?
I didn't write it.
Who do you think wrote it?
It was in the book.
Your sister? Who the fuck wrote this?
I don't have a sister.
Your mother, as she's cooking
dude,
veal up? What
wait
the
a
fuck?
Minute. So what he really did was he looked at it and filled it in. Like, as looking at it, knowing what he's going to feel.
Yes.
That's like giving yourself a nickname, you zilch.
You zilch, what are you, a Jewish mother? Oh, my God, you're for
sugar.
You're my sugar.
You
schmuck.
Little schmuck, yeah.
You schmuck,
that's hysterical.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't drink all this beer and rum before I came to the show, Dick.
Seriously.
Actually, I really didn't. I did it during the show, you fat piece of worthless nigger shit.
Wow. Oh, well, shit's already black to begin with, you douchebag.
No, it's not. It's brown.
It's brown.
Actually, anyway. It's brown, so it could be
all
fucking
right,
Chinese
you
or
guys,
Mexican-American.
Let's not turn this
so,
into fucking Vaughn and yeah. Steve shit.
Steve really hyped this up to me as being like the most hilarious Mad Lib ever.
You know what?
And I got to say, it was lackluster at best.
Dude.
I thought it was funny.
Dude,
I thought it was
honestly,
funny.
honestly. Him and her went to Barnes & Noble. And they're like, "Oh, we got some stuff for the show." I'm like, "All right, what'd you get?" "We can't tell you." And she comes home with a fucking book of Mad Libs. I'm like, "Are you serious? Are we really going to go on the air or whatever you want to call it, even though it's a fake radio show, and do Mad Libs?" Like, what is this?
Hi, and welcome to Steve Cast.
Hey,
exactly.
You know what, though? You know what, though? We needed something different than just reading the newspaper.
It was different.
But the only thing about it is you can't. Hype up Mad Libs.
No.
You can't do it, Steve.
Our audience is not 5-year-olds, you fucking dickbag.
Have you looked at the fucking podcast fucking screens here lately? Look at the chat room. Who's in there?
An Australian who's freaking his ass off.
Actually, only Christine is there. So
wow. Really?
So I guess forget it, because she's obviously above
there's people
that.
There, you dope.
There's nobody there.
Anyway. They all took their fucking guns out of the middle level and shot themselves in the face, you douche.
Okay. I'll call their R. Bud
that
Abbott.
20, that 20 inch Bud Dwyer, you dickhead.
Whatever.
R. Bud Abbott.
That's hysterical.
Abbott and Costello? You schmuck.
R. Bud Abbott. That is fucking priceless. Dude, I got to fucking... I'm stealing that. R. Bud Abbott.
I unplugged my mic.
You're an asshole.
That's great. R. Bud Abbott.
So
Lou Dobbs Costello.
I'm going to shoot myself.
I'm the right guy.
So he's doing curly.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the same fucking thing.
No, it isn't.
Hey, Abbott.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Enough.
Holy shit.
I have a headache now.
I know.
Me too. I'm sweating profusely.
That is fucking priceless.
I'm actually getting embarrassed with these two.
R. Bud Abbott.
R. Bud Dwyer, R. Bud Abbott. What the fuck ever? Some fat asshole shoots himself. What the fuck's the difference?
Fucking great.
Okay. So,
all right, the Mad Libs thing bombed. You can fucking throw that in the garbage. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway. Right,
before the dog gets killed.
Holy shit. Do we have any news?
Perhaps.
Oh,
today
sure.
is the 30th anniversary of... Elvis going to the toilet.
Is it today? Literally today?
Yeah, August 16th. Yeah.
He went to go get a sandwich and crapped out on the toilet.
Some fucking old
peanut butter
like
and
I was
banana
saying,
sandwich.
Fucking fat douchebag.
Like I was saying before, some old woman from Jersey died in Memphis.
Went on the land.
Because it was so hot, she was like 70.
It was like 100
Did you hear
and something.
That?
What, today?
It's an Elvis song. It's called the music bed.
Yeah,
what the fuck? You ain't nothing but a dead corpse.
Wow. Yeah, done.
Frying in the sun.
So did these idiots really just sit there in front of Graceland and die?
Well, all right. So how old was the woman?
I think 67. Wow. I think. They didn't release her name or where she's from.
Yeah, because
it just
she's
said
an
a New Jersey woman died because it's like well
it was
over
a Jersey
100.
Woman.
Well, they released where she's from if she's from Jersey.
But not the specific town, you fat piece of shit.
Just a Jersey girl died. That was it. Yeah.
It was a
Jersey girl.
It was 105 degree heat.
Whoa. So they were in front of Graceland celebrating his
death
30th year.
They were celebrating
and she died
my
from
big
heat
poo.
Exhaustion.
My big giant turd. They were celebrating. They were just celebrating my big dump. The big dump and a big dirt nap. It was a dump nap. There was one day I woke up and I had 97 Percocets and a bottle of Jack Daniels and some second holes and some roofing holes thank you very much. I took a big giant dump and I tell you that old lady she should have seen that dump. It would have kept her alive. Thank you. Big dump.
That's a pretty good Elvis, dude.
She is 67 years old.
Thank you very much.
67?
She's an old broad. Her vagina doesn't look like what it used to. So it's better off she's dead. And her family's probably going to some money, just like mine is, because I'm dead. And I'm still selling records. Jailhouse Rock is still number one.
They released those shitty fucking movies he did.
Oh,
like
really?
A couple months, like
not
like
a movie
ago.
He did was good.
Blue Hawaii.
I was the king of rock and roll, and now I make movies about clam bakes.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
He turned down, what was that famous movie? He turned down a role, that fucking douche.
Oh, it was Grease 2.
No, it wasn't Grease 2. It was a
He was dead already.
Grease 2.
He wasn't singing Cool Rider.
I'm a Cool Rider. Cool Rider.
D-E-A-D.
He was the Ghost Rider at that point.
What's the movie with Chris Christopherson and Barbara Streisand?
Oh, fucking
some movie that's supposed to be like a great flick.
No one fucking remembers the title.
Yeah. Anything with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah, but I think he turned that down to do Girls, Girls, Girls. That fucking
idiot. Molly Crew song.
Yeah, I guess that would.
Yeah, but you know
where did that come from?
You know what? He was fucking smart though, because he would do all these Hawaii movies. And what's better than fucking broads in Hawaii?
That's
and they're all in fucking, you know, it's Anne Margaret and shit in their fucking bikini the whole time.
And that Funicello.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Without
she
the
was
palsy.
Like 60 by then.
Without the palsy. No, I came back. I tried to fuck her, but her hands are all crimped up like a cripple. And she died. She died.
I always say that Elvis fans.
Her one
Jackson
good hand,
fans.
She can't do hand jobs, but it's good for holding peanuts. It's like a little cup.
For lap cigarettes.
Use her as an ashtray.
What were you saying there, Quentin?
Michael Jackson fans and Elvis Presley fans.
I always think Elvis fans and Michael Jackson fans are one and the same.
Pretty much.
They're fanatical fucking losers who don't fucking believe either is a pedophile or dead. They really don't, you know what I mean? And they're the most psycho fucking fans ever. And I just find that they're on this. It's
no,
it's an older version of the same fans.
Definitely. Yeah. God forbid you say that they're
it's like
wrong.
They're fucking kids.
And you're shit out of luck because they,
I actually
to them.
Knew a guy, he moved out of the state recently, who was an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
And I actually used to run a soundboard.
Aren't those the sorriest fucking people?
He was pretty sorry. But 50,000. He believed that Elvis was real. He read a book
about
it.
Well, he was real.
I'm sorry, that is still alive.
Jesus.
He wasn't Jesus.
He really believed that he was still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I cry during Christmas, but I'm real.
I'm up here on the cross.
My statue melts. And one time I was winking at you. But I was in Lima, Peru, on top of a mountain, but you didn't see my statue.
Anyway, sorry. No, it's okay. He has a handwritten letter from Elvis. He showed this to me.
Okay.
And he compared it to Elvis's actual handwriting from stuff that he's written over the years. And it's like almost, it's pretty much exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess anybody could copy that, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
This guy, there's a guy who wrote a book on it saying that Elvis is alive and that he has contact with him. But Elvis, I guess he just didn't want the publicity, so he left.
Yeah. Right.
And so this guy I know, who's an Elvis impersonator, like wrote this guy. And then he got Elvis's like address or something like that, and wrote him
Pismo.
And he got a letter back from Elvis, so he has this letter from Elvis.
It was like writing to Santa Claus or something. What the fuck?
No, it was like it was maybe like 5 years ago.
See, if he was like a banker or a doctor, I would say I give him a little bit of, you know, a little bit of leeway, but the guy puts fucking plastic jewelry on a fucking jumpsuit and goes to Vegas and shakes his ass and fucking... So I don't give him as much.
He writes a letter to him. He's like, Mr. Presley, you know, I'm an impersonator of yours and I love what you do. And Elvis writes back, thank you for imitating me in a Pizzeria Uno karaoke contest. I appreciate that.
Literally, what was it? Like, it was like a Spanish... What was that bar? Was it Spanish or something?
Portuguese.
It was a Portuguese restaurant that he used to do...
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? He didn't like doing the Elvis impersonation.
What? He just liked singing the songs. He just liked singing the songs.
He liked singing the songs. But yeah. He also did like Sinatra and Dino and all that.
Okay.
But he had the big pompadour,
right.
And the, everything like that.
The pork chop sideburns.
But I actually was there. He started doing nursing homes.
Oh my God!
This is when it got
appropriate.
Sad.
They fucking put peanut butter and banana sandwiches in slingshots and shot them at the old people.
It was like. They wanted the Elvis act. They're like, we want someone to come do Elvis for New Year's Eve.
I have a story. After
you. Okay. And so it was New Year's Eve, you know, at 3 p.m., because that's when they had their New Year's Eve. So we show up with the equipment, and he puts on, like, the, what was it, the 68 comeback special? Like, all leather.
All black. Well, that's a cool one. That's a good one.
Yeah, he had that, so he squeezed into that. And he had the glasses and everything. He did the whole Elvis act or whatever. And the people there were so gone. There was this one lady in a wheelchair just going, where's the Elvis imposter? Where's the Elvis imposter?
Imposter.
And then they're all like half retarded. They're like feeding them and like trying to clean them up. And there was this one lady who's like half dead. She's just like
shitting on
like,
the floor.
Literally, she's like drooling. And then as soon as he started playing, she's clapping her hands and she sung every single word. To really? Every single song.
It's like Awakenings with shitty music.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Did it look like John Candy wrapped in electrical tape?
Basically.
Oh, my God.
Wow. She was horrific. But that was very... It was sad. And then they actually did the New Year's Eve countdown. At
10, we 5,
got 32,400 seconds left.
It's coma time.
It was like 3. It was like 3:30 in the afternoon. Hysterical. And they did it because, you know, they go to bed early.
Yeah.
With Dick Clark. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
9, Chuck 1,
Clark.
2, here we go.
So what was your story?
No, there's. I live in Woodbridge now. And,
nice.
There's it's like Channel 35.
Bragger.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's right where it stinks on the turnpike. Right at that point, that's
that
where
that fucking
live.
Shithole where New York meets New Jersey.
Yeah, I can see the Hess big fucking
awesome.
Things. But they have the public access. They have like Woodbridge TV, and there's this Elvis impersonator. And he's standing there, and he's like, and he's in the whole garb. He's in the white, you know, with the white, with the bell bottoms, and he's completely fat, and he can only zip the suit up, like, almost to his belly button, you know what I mean? He's got the glasses and the wig and everything, and he's going, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And he's doing the whole thing, and he's doing the fist pumps and everything like that. And he's getting all the old ladies to come up and dance with him. He's like, this one's for the ladies. This one's for the ladies. Yeah. And after every song, he's like, thank you, thank you. And he has to kick the old ladies off and go back to the CD player and hit stop. Because all he's got is like a mic held up to a CD player. Hit stop and then rewind because he can't get the old ladies off fast enough before the next song starts. And it's on public access.
He was getting big-ass bloomers thrown at him on stage.
Oh, wow. Knocking him down.
That's fucking with nuggets in the back, right, Vaughn?
Depression area fucking period stains.
Fucking pieces of corn in there.
It's like pool tarps.
Come on. Oh.
Tom Jones is scrapping for him.
They really are bad. But that guy used to do that with the cassettes and everything. He always had a soundboard and speakers.
Right.
But he used to have to sit there and change his own CDs. Which is then when he hired me to do
it.
And he used the karaoke CDs. Yeah,
what did he hire you to do?
He's getting like
to change the CDs, mix it and everything, so he can just sit up there and sing.
To be his DJ.
Yeah. He gave me like $50. So I'm just like, whatever.
To sit there and that's fucking great, man.
It was very funny because I used to just, we used to go, it was a place called Mirasol. Where is it?
Seabright,
yeah. It's a nice little restaurant. It was a Portuguese restaurant. They were nice there. And I would just sit there and just drink like a bottle of Bailey's and get drunk while he's... Oh, and they had sangria there that apparently was excellent. I never really drink sangria. So we would just go there and get blasted and watch him basically
make a fool of
ass
himself.
Of himself. Up there singing fucking Elvis songs and doing karate and shit. But I hear he got a haircut.
Ooh.
A little off subject. He moved down to Georgia and he got a haircut.
And he got the fucking overalls and all that shit. He gave up.
Yeah.
He hung up the suit.
Yeah, but the thing I think he's hanging it up. I can't believe that people have been sitting out in front of his house since like this early this morning.
It's amazing.
They walk in to only get to see the first floor and to see his friggin' his kitchen because you can't go upstairs still.
I went to his house.
You did?
I actually went to Graceland. Yeah.
Really?
With
why?
My parents like years ago.
Oh, God.
Because we went to Tennessee. And what are you going to do with Tennessee?
Yeah, what's in Tennessee? Right.
We went to Beale Street and we went to Elvis's house. It's the tackiest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Music City.
We went to the jungle room where everything had like, it was all like jungle themed. All the furniture had like the big like lion claws for feet and all that shit.
It was frightening.
And then he had the room in the
Pee Wee Herman's house?
Basically, yeah. It was like just short of that.
What, do you have a picture of Patrick Ewing banging a white chick?
That never happened.
The jungle fever room.
But sorry.
It's like every year when John Lennon dies, you know what I mean?
You can't
get who? Coke in Washington Square Park because they're all fucking hanging out there singing fucking
I seriously wish like a cabbie would just hit the curb and just dive right into him one year. No, it never fucking happens.
They have their little vigils and shit.
But
and
at least
it causes you can't get any drugs.
Can't
in
get
the
any
fucking parks because they're all fucking
one day of the year.
And David, was it?
That's one day.
And David Chapman is still sitting in his friggin' waiting to be released. He's like, I found God now. Yeah, great.
Sure.
Yeah,
just like David Berkowitz.
It's because Jesus was the warden. That's why he found him. Douches. Fucking hate. I had, when I was leaving, I work in a city at a club in the city. It's fucking 2 a.m. and I'm leaving, and this fucking Hasidic Jew comes fucking hankering up to me, and he fucking hands me a little pamphlet.
Yeah,
I'm bringing the pamphlet in the show Monday. I wish I would have brought it here. And he's just like, he doesn't even say anything like what it is first. He goes, small donation. Huh. I'm like,
that's a good Hasidic, huh?
Wow, large donation.
What am I gonna do? It was 2 a.m. I was
money
small
donation,
money, and Nazi gold.
And he wants me to give him a donation.
It's a small donation? Like a Jackie Mason, but you did a Chinese boy.
Did I do a Chinese boy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time I did a Chinese
Pepsi
boy.
Pepsi Cola?
Oh.
Maybe a small donation? Maybe
round and ration?
No time for love, Dr. Jones. No time for love.
Leave me the fuck alone at 2 a.m. And it was something about, like, you know, trying to improve your life, you know, and help yourself out. And I was like, how the fuck does he know that I'm all fucked up?
You pull on his tassels like you're milking a cow just to fuck with him.
Fucking becoming.
He had the top hat. You know, the magic hat thing.
Oh, God.
Becoming a Jew does not help your life. It just makes it worse.
Amen, son.
It gives you a strike. That's all it does.
Sure it does.
They look like a bunch of Wyatt Earps walking around Manhattan.
Oh.
It's a
Wyatt
like bowling
Earps
pins. It's like Tombstone outside the Disney fucking restaurant.
Kurt Russell is Hitler. I was at the OK Corral.
Yep.
Were you really?
Wow. What
no that? Shit. Because I want to fucking go there because it's haunted.
Really?
Yeah, because the show on Sci-Fi, Ghost Hunters.
Oh, they went
I
there?
I
really?
Love Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
I hung out with
that guy at the bar.
Oh, shit. I got his number somewhere. What the fuck's his name? Johnny. Not. Shit.
Apparently,
one of
everybody
the guys
here
we
has
hung
not
out
seen
with
Ghost
him.
Hunter.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen
Ghost
Hunters?
I've seen it.
Yeah,
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 totally
yeah. But it's a fucking awesome show, and they were at Tombstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 I don't know where we're going with that, but
grinding. I did it.
I like ghosts and shit. I want to hang out in a haunted house.
Oh, that guy over the corner loves ghosts too.
Me and Carly went to. This sounds like I've traveled all over the world, but I really haven't. We were at supposedly one of the most haunted places.
Hauntedest? What are you talking about,
man? I'm fucking turning into Vaughn.
Whose pizza crust is this? Because I'm about to eat it.
It's Derek's. Eat it, you douche.
Is it Derek's or
yours?
Yeah,
we took in a tour.
I'll eat it.
We were in Scotland. And
Edinburgh,
they have the closes, which are, it's like little underground tunnels and stuff where poor people used to live.
Right.
And it was like complete degenerate fucking poor people and all this shit.
They were
and
still there?
No. They since like they boarded them up and they like erased them from history. And then some like douchebag in 1975 had like a dorm room. He's like, this wall would be nice if it wasn't here. So he like tore his wall down and there was all these like underground caverns and shit.
No shit.
And they
no
found
way.
Them all again. Yeah. It was pretty cool. And there was a fire up on top, like this just big mass fire that took over a city because I guess everything was flammable back then.
Yeah.
And
it
so
was
people.
All wheat stalks.
There was no metal.
Dung.
Exactly. It was all wood. Yeah. So everyone went down underneath into these little caverns to hide. Now, the thing was, the fire's up there. Everything's brick.
they're down there. It was pretty much a giant oven. So there's these poor people who are living down there, which I think they said the life expectancy was like
two hours.
A couple weeks.
A couple weeks?
I think like a month and a half.
It was like a month. Your life, if you were poor enough to where you couldn't live on the street and you had to go down to these caves,
right,
your life expectancy was, like she said, like 2 weeks or a month or
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah, because it was just you would either die or get diseases. They use fish oil lamps to like light down there, which I would imagine fish oil
smelled
being burned.
Like hot cunt.
Basically, yeah. It was like nasty. It was like living in a giant vagina. So,
or
anyway,
Graceland.
Exactly.
The clam hut.
So all these people went down to these little little history lesson. They went down to these little caverns to hide, and they ended up basically cooking each other because they were just piles of dead bodies. It was just everyone died.
That is
so
sick.
There's this one room. They have these little like light bulbs in each one of these. They're like little rooms, and there's this one room where they can't put a light bulb in it because every time they plug it in, within an hour it'll blow up.
Wow.
And they said there's a poltergeist in there, and so you can go in there and like, you know, whatever, like, you know, there's like this circle where if you can, you go in it, and it's supposed to be the most haunted place on Earth or something like that.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah. Wow. And there was one kid there. He started, like, crying. I think Carly wants the mic.
Oops.
He happened to be the goth kid.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was
there,
supposed
oh,
to be really into it.
There was a goth kid there with, like, the black hair and the trench coat or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then we turn over, and he's shaking and, like, crying.
Yeah, we turn the, like, everyone's like, all right, turn the lights off. We turn the lights off, and you just hear...
And
he was
like,
so fucking scared. He
some
was
guy's
retarded.
Just like, you're
really,
right,
yeah.
You're right, man?
I
it was
love
bizarre.
Because Marilyn Manson
they have
was
new
fucking
on,
from behind, that's why.
They have that show on History Channel where they Underground or History Underground or something like that, where they do all those, you know, all over the world, like
they,
in Rome
they
and
did
France.
A National Geographic on
that.
Yeah.
A National Geographic, that whole thing on it when we came back.
What is it?
But it was pretty neat.
Is that, I mean, it's not the same thing, of course, but you know how they talk about how in New York there's this underworld.
Oh, the mole
the old subways
and
shit.
Yeah, the old
like below
subways and everything.
Below
like that.
Subway.
It's similar. Like they use this to like store goods, like meat and stuff like that. Is that's basically what it was used for? There's these little underground stone
storage
rooms
areas.
To store meat. But when it rained, all the water got in there, so they were like, "This sucks." So they abandoned them. They just took everything out. So
I'm sure that's what they said in Edinburgh.
Basically, yeah. Oh, this
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, fucking great. We fucking built this fucking shaft. It's fucking great.
It's fucking shite. It sucks the shite out of my arse. Fuck, it's just shite. Let's go.
See, the thing is, you're sitting here explaining this story, and
it smells like fucking right cunt in this fucking fucking hallway.
And
you're explaining this story before, and I'm looking over here, and he's eating this crust of a pizza like he's never eaten before. Like he was a Nigerian
who
hasn't eaten in months.
But he was very.
He just had a fucking
eyes
steak.
Are like rolling in the back of his head. He's fucking like.
But he was very polite about it. Did you notice? He goes, "Listen, I don't know whose crust that is, but I'm going to take it like he was stealing a gold watch."
I think he's a small Guatemalan boy.
There it was. You can have it back, you fucking ugly kike.
Hey, wait, you're talking about him or me?
That's me.
Oh, well, he's the kike. I'm not the
Derek
kike.
Derek is fucking 5.25% Jewish.
6.2, you schmuck.
Oh, my
are
God.
You, what are you? You're 6.2. Well,
yeah,
I found out. Jew? Well, obviously, it's nothing because
a pinky
to be
of his
great great
grandmother fucking got burned in the Holocaust.
Yeah, my great grandmother on my mother's side was Jewish.
Okay,
but it's basically been sucked out of the family.
Right,
and we just found out about this a couple months ago.
No shit. So how are you coping?
Not well. Every time we call him a kike or say the word kike, he gets offended.
I do get a little offended. He's like 6.25%.
How dare you?
Hey, check out that lampshade. That's fucking Uncle Chaim.
Please, you fucking kike.
Carly
thank
loves
you.
Your soundboard.
Thank you, I do. I've been good tonight.
Say hello to fucking Uncle Chaim over there. That's his name.
What? Shut up. What are you...
That lamp over there.
Okay. Well, what happened was the joke bombed the first time, and he wanted to make sure we all heard it bomb the second
four
time.
Four more times.
Dick.
He was like, all right, listen, guys. I just bombed. I want everybody to get a fucking load of
that's
this.
Right, because I don't care.
It's a good attitude.
That's good
what
though.
Is under there, anyway?
That's a bird.
That's a bird.
Oh, okay.
That's
if we uncover him, he'll scream.
He squawks a lot.
And he throws food around, which is why we have this little
what
fucking...
you don't understand is the heads of all of the grandparents owns the heads of all your children.
Shut up.
That was
with
my,
the heads of all the filthy kikes.
That was my Hitler.
Oh.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even know what
he was
talking about.
Hard on.
I thought he was doing fucking Roy and Siegfried.
Why would you invert that?
What is wrong with
Roy and Siegfried?
Fucking Ernie and Bert.
Roy and Siegfried. Where's that Freud and Siegfried?
Where's that
Siegfried?
He's
the fucking
Roy. Best. I love him.
Ted and Bill.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's fucking
Jeff and Mutt.
He's fucking
Andy and Amos.
Costello and R. Bud Abbott.
He's Rob Halford and fucking Archie Bunker. He's
Luke
the fucking
and Bo
best.
Duke.
So he's a gay anti-Semite. That's what
those
you're trying to say.
Those goddamn honky bastards. Those
Hutchins Starsky.
So you're a queer homo anti-Semite.
Those mayonnaise right. Monkeys.
When he gets a salad, he asks for vinegar and oil with it.
when Sally met Harry.
They're doing it on the chat now. The Greenway and Hooter Show. George and Otto. JB Radio.
Anthony and Opie. Fez and Ron.
Shit. You really are fucking
Sonny Bono and Cher.
Costello and Abbott.
I did that already.
Why does he just like, look at him?
Oh,
he's
did,
like,
I said Costello and R. Bud Abbott.
This could hurt somebody.
Wow. Wrong guy still, you jackass.
Curly Moe and Larry.
He's. Let me tell you something. Steve is inadvertently crushing tonight. I don't know if
really
you guys
is.
Realize that.
I
he
am.
Has no idea. He's slamming tonight.
I know,
it's
exactly.
Great.
That's
it's the fucking you know. Best.
In his mind, he's like, this is going to be gold. Spits yeah. it out. Fuck, that sucked ass.
He's like a retard. He has no idea how fucking happy he's making everybody around him.
I can't even tell you how many disgusting, sick retards I see at my job.
You're like, one of them.
No, I'm not even close.
Like retarded people? Like real
like
retarded
full
people?
On like Down syndrome people.
Pushing okay. carts.
And they're like pushing carts like, bok choy, you know? Like, wow.
Bok choy.
What's bok choy?
It's one of the exactly. choy.
It's like a Chinese
it's some
vegetable.
Gook, it's some gook vegetable you find in Mario Brothers.
you throw
it at a fucking Koopa Troopa and you're fucking
wow.
Good.
Wow.
What's that chicken maiden chow?
No, Mario 2 had no Koopa Troopas
no
in
Koopa
it,
Troopas
Steve.
There.
Yeah, it did.
Mario 3. Mario 6.
That wasn't, the one that, that wasn't the one where you throw vegetables at them.
Oh, God.
Oh, I forgot.
You throw a star David at them. What
we talk
you?
About oh. video games wow. sometimes.
Yeah.
Hit me in the head with some video yeah. key.
Throwing
yeah, video
the star
please.
Of David at him.
You're an ass.
The last video game I played was Pitfall by Atari.
Awesome. Yeah, I want you to do the code for Contra backwards. Right, left,
oh,
right, left. B-A, B-A, start.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B-A, B-A, start.
Left, light,
yeah,
Japanese.
Start, A, B, A, B.
Down, up, down, up, down, up.
Japanese there. Left, light.
Z-gal.
Reft, light, reft, light.
You can get that up.
When Matt, Derek, and I were eating before we were discussing
we
all
were.
The kinds of old like what shit we did when we were kids, yeah. video games, movies.
When we were eating, like
wrestling,
constantly.
All kinds of like, you know, corny nerd shit.
We yes. tried to get it out of our system before we
exactly,
came on
but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Doesn't work.
It never worked.
Like, was it right before
my house, we've discussed this before, but I want to bring it up for you know the two guests, yeah. that my house used to be Pitfall.
Oh, God.
Like,
really?
At any given time when you left my house, you were encountered by some kind of scary creature.
Your mother.
Aquatic.
A raccoon.
Avian.
A spider.
A clown primate. That just fucked Vaughn.
Could have been.
A fucking beehive of fucking Jewish bees that just attacked Vaughn.
Your father slowly driving his car down the street.
He doesn't even have a license anymore.
What is that, Bee Arthur? Is she Jewish?
She must
be. A Jewish bee.
She's a Jewish man.
She likes the cows. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, okay. Jewish couple tried to name baby A.
Oh, the ampersand.
Sign.
What?
No, ampersand is the end thing.
What is,
oh,
it?
Is it? I thought that was... The A with the circle is
at.
Like at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the ampersand is the end. Right?
Oh, yeah. My the weird
Pat
S with
Sajak,
the cross,
thank
yeah.
you. Pat, only because
anyway,
of Pat Sajak do I know that.
Anyway, the at symbol?
Yeah.
Like Jewish at Hebrew.com?
Yes.
Wow.
A Chinese couple tried to name their baby that. At. Claiming the character, using email addresses, echoed their love for the child.
What the fuck?
Because they met online?
I don't know.
What was the last one? Did we talk about the people who wanted to name their kid Superman?
They met on Rhine.
Or no,
on
no, Rhine. Wait, no, it wasn't
hold
Superman.
On,
they,
hold
wanted
on.
The, they wanted to
hold
name
on.
Their kid originally. I forget where it's from. They wanted to name their kid For Real. The
yeah,
letter
we talked about that
real.
On Monday. And then they and then, said no in New Zealand. So they're naming him Superman.
Superman.
But he says we are going to still call him For Real. The number four... Real.
Yeah, because they have like laws in that country about kids getting made fun of, so they don't want them to have shit names.
You know what?
Superman's a fucking better name than For Real.
I would have a law against those parents and just murder them.
Yes, done. They should be fucking. Hold on.
There was another. There was another one in Germany. The parents wanted to name the kid Metallica, and they wouldn't let
him. Yeah,
Metallica.
Well, no, that was specifically Metallica that didn't want them to do that.
Well, the country was
Lars Ulrich was like
Lars Ulrich's offshore bank account in Switzerland said, "I don't think so, Germany."
Well, what happened was every time that kid would get an A in school, Lars would want a dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was. It wasn't just Metallica. It was also they also had the same law.
Well, the government didn't want
That you can't name kids stupid names so they can be made fun of.
Yeah, but Jason Lee can call his kid Pilot Inspector.
Yeah, Pilot Inspector with a K.
Yeah,
what?
Pilot Inspector.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
You know, my name is Earl. Whatever.
Yeah.
Pilot Inspector Lee.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the fucking the new Chipmunk movie. That's coming out.
Chipmunk movie?
He's playing Alvin. He's gonna play in what's his name?
Dave
Seville.
Simon?
Dave Seville.
Oh, Dave Seville.
Yeah, he's doing Seville. Yeah, they had an ad for it in one of the movies I saw in the last couple weeks. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. No, I'm done. No, I can't watch him anymore.
Who named? Was it Penn from Penn and Teller?
Penn and Teller named his crime daughter fighter Crime Fighter.
Moxie Crime Fighter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Moxie Crime Fighter.
Yes, I'm National Guardsman going over to Iraq. Changed his name to Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not
That's
kidding.
The greatest fucking
That's
name
amazing,
I ever, that I never, I ever heard. Seriously.
Legally
I fucking
changed
love it.
His name to Optimus Prime.
Lieutenant Optimus.
He said for about 3 months he got shit from everybody, but now they're cool with it.
Yeah.
Because
the
movie came out.
Yeah, bored. Basically. They were like, wow, actually, he's a pretty cool character.
Well, yeah. We you're walking around with your dick in the sand in Iraq and someone's going, hey, Prime.
Prime,
hey, Prime. You know, that's a great name.
You want to know why it took only 3 months? Because there's nobody there left. They're all dead around him. They've either been blown up by like
he's
IEDs.
The senior guy now.
Well, I heard that guy Optimus has a Jewish cousin who's going to name himself Prime Interest Rate.
See, the thing is,
here
either,
I can't believe you just said that. How
Look,
dare
he's
you?
Offended.
How dare you? On our show,
what?
In front of Jewish people,
in front of
in
one,
in front of
one unsmoldery kite,
1/16th Jew over there.
Oh, now he's offended? Look at this.
I'm done. I'm done with this.
Yeah. Good.
How dare you?
Mission accomplished.
Keep drinking.
So, Rick.
No, apparently for real, the guy's father died. I don't know if he died recently or if he was a kid. It didn't really point it out. It didn't matter because the guy changed his name to Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
He said that he latched on to the character, and that was why he figured he would adopt him as a father figure and take his name.
Oh, instead of a real human being, instead of some fucking animated... truck.
I grew up for 19 years without ever meeting my father, and I loved Optimus Prime, but I never thought about it for a second.
Yeah.
But now I kind of want to change my name to Megatron.
I'm a fat fuck. I never latched on the Garfield. What the
hey,
fuck?
Hey, where's Megatron with our Coke? Where is he?
What?
What?
What? What does that even mean?
When you show up, like
playing left field, wearing a black T-shirt,
with the mitt on his face. Yeah, those retarded kids like playing in the back, just with the mitt on their face, throwing the grass in the air. That's him.
Where's Megatron?
I want retarded kids.
Okay.
Steve usually kills on the show. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's crushing tonight. He's killing me. He's
wiping out.
He's a little bit too.
Well, if you look at the table around
him, I think
you
got too drunk too fast.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I broke the seal, but I gotta piss again. I'm about to.
Feel free to get up.
You can.
Go.
You
this fucker does.
I forgot you guys don't break until Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Everybody else does like weird breaks. They do like half an hour, 20 minutes. It's like what the fuck.
I really
the only show that keeps going like constantly.
I know.
You know
everybody
what
else has got so situated.
This is what I think we should do. We should all carry microphones on us at all times. So like when we're at work or whatever. Because like I'm at work,
we'll record.
When I'm at work, I'm like. Oh, yeah, it's over there, you fucking kike piece of shit.
Wow.
Get the fuck away from me. Like, that'd be funny if you melded it together.
You work with Derek?
No.
Dude.
I didn't say fat kike piece
Derek's
of
like,
shit.
Oh, where's all the hamburgers at? It's over there, you kike piece of shit.
You really need to take, like, a notepad with you and write every fucking thing down because you just, like, it's like a frightening thing going on in your head, man.
It is. It's
you need a little
Palm
Pilot or something.
It's a little
scary. It's like fucking Taxi Driver with you.
It pretty much, yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, I idolize that character.
In your mother's house, fucking sitting there just waving your hands or going, and your mother's like, we're having veal. Fuck you.
You talking to me?
You talking to me? You want me to eat veal?
Who the fuck else you talking to?
Is that my veal? Is that my veal?
I've known Steve number one for almost 20 years.
And close to it.
I can tell you that I have eaten veal personally at his house at least 150 times.
Really?
At least.
It's either veal
and
or...
That was within the first, like, 10 years of our friendship.
Why aren't we dairy farmers? So wait, no, like, why the fuck isn't my family dairy farmers?
So what is it? What is it? It's either deal, a veal...
deal.
It's either
veal or let's no make veal. A veal.
It's either veal or ding-dongs, right? That's pretty much it.
Let's make a veal.
It's either veal or ding-dongs, right?
Veal or no veal.
Ding-dong, yo. Ding-dong. Ding-dong.
Yo, what's the veal, man? What's the veal?
I like the let's make
what's
a veal.
What's a vilio, yo?
Yeah.
I like the let's make a veal. They just have like a little calf in a box.
Yes, and just beat it up for a while.
As B. Arthur's yelling at you and showing you videos. God, she looks like such a man.
I can't believe she's still alive.
Oh, she did what something. What is it? Old. A couple cancer. Weeks ago, she did something for TV Land.
I'm pissed off that she's alive.
Yeah.
No.
She looks like she has cancer.
Well, she really? Looked
from the video where she was talking like about the 80. Chickens.
Well, no, that was that's chickens. Old. That's old. That Tita video.
How old could that be?
Probably like the early 2000s.
One of
now,
our first.
Now she looks even worse. She looks like a deflated balloon. It's like
she. The picture. B. Arthur. Vomit.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can grasp onto my cock.
Okay. Now picture B. Arthur. What? 15, 20 years after Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Okay. How disgusting was she? On Golden Girls, like just from a purely sexual
I'd
standpoint.
Rather fuck Sophia Loren, whatever her name was.
The mother. Sophia Petrillo?
She was gross on Maud.
She was actually the youngest one on the show.
Loren? Yeah. Now picture B. Arthur with what has to be throat cancer.
Wow.
She's like, she was.
You mean her voice sounds that
worse,
even worse?
Worse, and maybe 75 pounds. She's disgusting.
What? She's an old.
Disgusting.
She's an old. One of
the, she
one
aged of the first, during the show.
One of the first shows that we did with this cast.
Yeah.
We really didn't have anything to talk about. This is before we were doing it live.
We were going through PETA.
And I was just going through like websites. I think we were talking about PETA. And I was like, oh my God, there's a video with B. Arthur like talking about PETA. And it was, you ever see those videos that PETA put out with like, they have like the undercover cameras that the guy's like kicking chickens and shit like
yeah,
that.
It was
that, but it was her like commentating it.
It was video of what they do in like KFC places when they cut the chickens up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait,
yeah.
Did it sound like this? Oh, no.
Oh, God, he's drunk and he's fucking playing with the foies thing. Oh, my God, that's actually not bad. Wait, why doesn't he do this the whole damn night? All right, he's bombing. Turn off his mic. All right, turn off his mic. The fucking Conti and Kenny are sitting there going, all right, what the
relax.
Fuck?
I know. All right, relax. Shut the. Don't turn off.
I mean, like,
camera.
At least, you know, Conti's sitting there going, maybe this might be good. Maybe this might be good. Kenny's just like,
I thought he was doing Optimus Prime.
I just shoot myself in the face. Why did that come to this?
The last time I saw B. Arthur was on one of the roasts where Jeffrey Ross said it was
I wouldn't fuck you with B. Arthur's
with
dick.
B. Arthur's dick, and they panned to her in the audience, and she was furious.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was just how she looks all the
time.
I don't know.
Throat cancer, you said?
She looks like it.
She did something for like TV Land. Like they were, they'd bring like, you know, has been like.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
old shows.
Why don't you bring that up on the TV?
They, like they'd make them do something. Like with her, they had her like teach a class. Like with like 14-year-olds.
Really?
And you're just, the fuck is going. TV's fucking freaking out. Oh, my God.
She doesn't look too bad there.
No.
Yeah, that's not that. That's
fucking, what's that, glamour shots?
Yeah, and it looks like a freaking.
I mean, if she was like, hey, I'll give you a knobber, I'd be like, you know what? But, all right, fine.
Yeah, she looked just like a deflated condom over a skeleton.
Oh, my God.
It's disturbing.
A deflated condom. Over a skeleton.
Yeah, but if you had her blow you, I mean, you would be able to see your cock through her cheek. I mean,
but
it would
how
be...
much suction should she can
go
she get
down
out?
Her throat?
You'd have to sit there and spray water in her mouth as she's doing it. Like,
you'd see her. Fucking, you would see her cock poking your fucking cerebellum.
You'd poke her in the back of the head.
It's
you'd
awful.
Break her neck, probably.
That big fucking float head of hers.
And especially if she used her teeth. Her teeth are probably like razor wire. Fucking
I would rather fuck Betty White.
Betty White was smoking like in like the late 60s, early 70s.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
Betty
hot,
White's
man.
Character was like Blanche's character on Golden Girls.
Why are we talking about
what was
Golden Girls?
Yeah,
Maud? No. What's the one with Mary Tyler Moore? Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah. Mary Tyler Moore show.
Fucking asshole.
I'm too old for this shit. I'm only fucking 25.
What was that show with Mary Tyler Moore? No, it wasn't Mary Tyler Moore.
Betty White was a real like slut in that show. That's right.
Maud.
Yeah, she was
in Maud, right?
Was she? No, B. Arthur was.
B. Arthur was in Maud.
B. Arthur, yeah. Maud. She was Maud, yeah.
You said you wanted to see her in a show called Nude.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say
you
that.
You did.
I didn't hear everybody say that.
Let's see what, I think we have something.
Oh, that's wild.
Here we go.
On a computer and put you right on the screen.
I'm B. Arthur, with people for the ethical treatment of animals.
You may have heard of the Colonel's secret recipe, but you probably
she looks
no
like Eddie Izzard.
What goes into the making of a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken's fried chicken? Sadly, the main ingredient is
Jack Klugman and Drag.
The more than 700 million chickens raised each year for Kentucky Fried Chicken are treated like meat machines, not animals. They're crammed by the tens of thousands into sheds. Their throats burn as they try to breathe air filled with ammonia fumes from accumulated waste.
This is just so they're
juice. Basically, yeah. Bones from being bred to be top heavy.
They got big tits, is what she's still trying to say.
From being shackled upside down at the slaughterhouse.
That was 3-6 Mafia.
Many chickens are still conscious as their throats are cut or when they're dumped into tanks of scalding
holy
hot water
shit
to have their feathers removed.
Like Lex Luger.
When they're killed, chickens are still babies, not yet 2 months old, out of a natural lifespan of 10 to 15 years. These chickens never feel the sun on their backs or the earth beneath their feet.
I need more B. Arthur.
B. Arthur looks like a chicken.
This is terrible.
Oh, the deep
it's actually,
this
it's actually very
oh,
sad.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. No.
Don't even
no,
tell me.
No, no, no. Oh, no.
Oh!
They just de-beaked
oh,
a couple
what are they doing that for?
So they don't peck at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right to do all this other shit, but don't let the chickens hurt each other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of all things, you know, we gas them, we pump them with steroids so they all get sick and they all die. Look at they're fucking bleeding.
Oh, my God.
That's just like it, just cutting your nose off.
Looks like the Sphinx.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Dude, that is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. Uh-huh.
Lame and crippled chickens.
It's fucking KFC's list.
Yeah.
It really is. Look at, they can't even fucking walk because they're just fat. They're all a bunch of Vaughn chickens running around.
That is... Jesus Christ.
Legs
that
breaking.
Is fucking
they pump
horrendous.
Them so, they pump them so full the steroids of like,
well,
steroids
yeah.
and hormones.
The hormones and the meat, it's amazing.
Their legs will actually break beneath them.
Yeah.
They're so
these
heavy.
Chickens have calf muscles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that shit is good, though.
It really is delicious. It really is. Can we beef it up to back to be
well,
out there? I just want
to
see her.
You want to listen
to more? Oh, no, I just want to see her
you
again.
You just want to see her.
Yeah, just remember her now because this could be the last time you ever see her.
Yeah, that was there.
Oof. She looks like the guy from Empty Nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Richard, he looks the guy from the Muppets, the guy from the
yeah,
Muppets.
Yeah, he looks like the bird
yeah,
from the Muppets.
Yes, from the Muppets, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I always said he looked like that dude.
Yeah.
Is that the eagle?
He was also,
the eagle, that's
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
He's always very
it's
serious.
Like they designed the character after
he was
him.
In, he was in the Howie Mandel and Ted Danson movie. What was... Oh shit!
That must
walk
been a
like
classic.
A man.
No, it was a good one. It was
three birds and a fucking beak. What was that movie called?
A fine mess. That's what it was. It was a fine mess.
A great fine mess.
No, I think it was
fine,
just a
mess?
Fine mess. Yeah,
that was fucking horrific, dude. That was.
Yeah, sorry
bad,
about
man.
That.
And while that's going on, Carly's like pointing to my computer, like I messaged you, but I had it up on there, so it didn't come
yeah.
up.
Oh.
And it says, "Can you turn that off, please? It's making me really uncomfortable."
it is sad.
I just wanted to see B. Arthur.
Here's the thing: that's not even the worst one. Can you turn me up just a tad?
Oh no!
The worst one was the one they did for the cows and the pigs.
Oh yeah,
yeah I
really?
Can't see that.
Because there's I guess when pigs, if they don't develop properly,
he's 6'7". He can't see chickens.
Oh, he had to leave. Yeah,
Steve fucking waddled.
I don't
back
blame
there.
Him, man. That's fucking
me too,
horrendous.
Man. I don't want to see any of that shit.
Yeah,
oh, I did have to piss, but yeah, I'm like an animal.
They didn't want. They don't want to waste money on bullets. So they have what do they have like bolt like
yeah,
riveter
like,
things
yeah, yeah,
and they put it in their skull. They like rivet their skull to kill them.
Yeah. Well,
and Carly's
great.
Done.
Gross.
Or if they don't want to spend money on rivets, they take them and they throw them on the ground until they die.
Yep.
Like they actually pick them up by their feet and slam them on the ground
like final
on their
fight.
Head.
And then yeah, they don't want to waste them. Money on manpower for that. Let's just shoot them with tuberculosis. That'll be a lot easier.
Then you're the quarterback for the Falcons.
We make them watch fucking Woody Allen movies till they die.
Oh, man. What?
Wow.
Oh, my
Woody
God.
Allen reference. Holy shit.
No, you guys are from Long Island, right?
Jersey.
No, Jersey.
Oh.
No, that was funny. I don't
what is
it,
the shit that they put, like arsenic or something, that chickens don't, they're immune to it, so they can give that to them.
Really?
And it'll get carried over in the meat, so then we'll get it, and we'll, like, get cancer and shit.
Well, why do you think, like, why do you think there are 10 and 11-year-old girls now that are developing breasts?
Those fucking double D tits
and
that's suck on.
And why do you think fucking guys are 30 years old and going bald?
Don't blame somebody's bed.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't blame somebody's bad parenting skills on an overdeveloped fucking 16-year-old that wants to blow guys on fucking chickens.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I'm saying that's why they're developed that early.
She's a slut and her parents are bad parents.
I'm true. They're fucking hippies.
There's no difference. My sisters all have giant tits, and they've had giant tits since the 70s.
Why aren't they here?
They just wear...
why aren't they here and you guys
They just wear different shorts now. They wear different shorts and they wear different shirts.
No.
It has nothing to do with chickens.
Are you kidding?
No, it definitely does.
It definitely does.
Because they're developing at such a young age. I remember when I first
you
noticed
show me it. A 16-year-old girl with a cock. Well, no.
No. What?
And then you have what? Kenny's fantasy. What are you talking? We're not, talking about younger.
Matthew and I, not to be perverted, but we were driving past basically a grade school, right?
Okay. Elementary school.
Elementary school. And there was a girl walking out with a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, the backpack was, you know, from probably making it look a little bit more big, but whatever.
From a distance, you thought that's like one of the kids' older siblings from like maybe eighth grade, you know, junior high-ish.
And they were at least a full C.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Full C. She was probably what, fourth grade?
Yeah.
Fourth or fifth grade.
Fine.
Yeah.
That never happened when we were kids.
Not once.
Never.
Fine. Not a single,
fine.
A single one.
It's okay.
You're
not that young.
True. You're absolutely true. It's
now?
Absolutely
yeah, sure. There's people our age that have huge tits.
That, like,
but not
Vaughn.
In fourth grade, not fifth grade. Yeah.
Girls Why? Are getting their periods at the age of 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think that is just because they, you know what I mean? Because of bad parenting, stupid?
Look out of your room. Yeah. I'm bleeding.
Yeah, well, I got to go drink at the bar. Fucking go bleed in the bed. You know what I mean? It's.
I'll give you something to bleed about.
Oh, my
it's,
God.
It's really, I mean, think about it. And our great-grandparents, like in the early 1900s or up until like World War II or further, you never saw a guy who was fucking 40 years old and bald.
Yeah.
Never. Oh. They all got bald when they were 75 years old. That was it. There was no balding.
They couldn't even conceive a kid until they were like 62. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know what? My grandfather went bald about the same age I did.
Yeah.
And he was born in
The hereditary baldness is one thing. But now you just see like, it's just bad nutrition and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we eat more and everything, but not necessarily good stuff.
My grandfather's got more hair than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, many members of like my family that are twice my age have more hair than I do.
Oh, yeah. It's my like grandfather, ridiculous. my biological grandfather, I've only met once, full head of hair.
Wow.
Thick, black, full head of hair.
I don't get what you're saying here, Carly. What is that?
What happened, Carly? Just go ahead.
I'm sorry. Someone's trying to call in, but it's not ringing over here. I don't know how to answer it. I'm just getting missed calls.
It'll pop up on the screen. You just got to watch the screen.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
I have missed calls, though. So I'll work on it.
Okay. You work on it over there.
Yeah. I have to say, what the hell is going on with Lauren and Vaughn?
Yeah, Lauren is sitting on Vaughn's lap. Lauren is
100%
really disgusted by Vaughn.
Yeah.
99% of the time.
That usually is when magic happens.
I know.
I can only attribute this to gravity. It really
I'm blaming it on the chickens.
I'm blaming it on fucking. I'm about to barf.
The gravity of Vaughn's belly and the gravity of Vaughn's.
I
want to
see her
deep beak
fucking Vaughn. Yeah. That's what I want to see. I want to see her decock him. Fucking put his fucking cock
with her
in
snapper.
A beak vice and just snap the thing off. Because
well,
I'm jealous.
Speaking of this, Lauren, when did you start developing?
Wow. What?
When did you start developing breasts?
Four hours
what
ago.
Age? When Joe showed up.
13?
Give me a number.
13?
Yeah,
12 or 13.
Hey, you know what? I think I saw her sister riding a bike today in extremely short shorts.
Wow.
Damn. I swear to God. Damn, those shorts were short. Holy shit, those were short shorts. God damn, those shorts were short.
Wow,
those were short shorts.
Hey, can I get... Hey, Lauren. Hey, Lauren. Can I guess your boob size? Because I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say
fucking boob.
Only 5 feet
hey,
tall,
Joe,
so that'll
yummy
you...
is not a cup size.
Yeah. drool and wide eyes.
Just stand
yeah.
up for 1 second. I'm really, really good at this. All right. And how tall are you?
I don't know my size.
I would say
I don't know.
You are a...
I don't commit that shit to memory. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
You're a 36D. Oh, God, I love you. She's a 34. You're a 34.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wanted to make her get off his lap.
He's completely retarded.
Uh-huh. But now Christine has got the triple Ds.
40 triple D.
Who's Christine?
Christine from like the chat.
Christine?
The one
on your show on
Monday?
She has
Who's sorry. Christine? Sorry, right now I have to wipe the drool off the microphone.
No, she's a trifecta.
What is she?
I triple D.
Monday. She's a triple D?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking huge, yeah.
Wow.
Vaughn is a heterosexual for about these 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Lauren, you're not going to nursing school, are you? All right.
Might as well.
Christine is smiling.
No, I just want to know because I have this tumor in my pants. I don't know if it's benign or malignant. I don't know if you want to come check it out. Sorry. Whatever. 34 double D. That's
creep.
Beautiful.
Keep pouring on a creep, too. We're guests here, and you're fucking pouring
on a creep.
Pouring
on the creep.
All right. Now, Joe, guess Vaughn's.
Well, one's bigger than the other.
Double disgusting. Double disgusting.
Does he shave him?
Somebody get a worm and feed the baby birds.
Yeah, we went bowling once, and you know, if you put your name on the little electronic screen. My nickname for the night was Swamp Ass, but I decided to make Lauren's 34 double D on a guess, and I found out that I was correct.
Yeah, good.
With the 34.
That's great. I'm usually pretty on, but I was off. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, well, that dress, that little Minnie Mouse dress is pretty...
Oh, I guessed it before that.
It's on?
Yeah, it's on.
You're good.
You knew because you had asked me.
No. I guessed that night, and then I asked if I was right.
All right. We have a phone call?
Yeah.
Oh, who's this?
That's professional.
You better answer, you fucking asshole. Let's
see what... Who is this?
It's Chris.
Oh, Chris Johnston?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he answer? Hey, asshole.
Chris?
Yeah.
Is this Chris?
Yeah.
What's he reading from a script?
Are you sure about that?
Accurate.
Were you trying to call the show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying to call the show.
Yeah, Carly messed it up.
Am I on the show right now?
Yes, you are.
Is this Vaughn fucking from another room or
something? Oh, man, I was just calling fucking Coffee and Kenny. I didn't want them to know it was me.
Oh, Carly, you ruined it.
This is my...
I had a whole little plan devised. I was going to call, and I was going to say I was Dustin from Syracuse. I met them at a comedy show a couple weeks ago and had them sign a hat. and then I was going to tell them that I tried to sell the hat on eBay, and it sold for $16.50, but the guy never paid me for the hat, so now I owe eBay money because they take a percentage. So I was going to try to get Conte and Kenny to give me some money.
I will hang up and call back, and we'll do that.
You were that groupie.
And what sucks, Chris, is that it didn't work because they fucked up, and you still had to tell us what you were going to fucking do anyway.
It was so good.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, that was way involved.
It was. Well, that's what our friends do. They will. I can't get $5 out of this fuck, but he'll come up with an elaborate scheme to try to fuck with me, you piece of shit.
It's just like eBay percent. Okay.
That was a great scheme, man. I only got $1.60 off of you guys.
So now you're coming in next
Thursday.
How's
everything over there, man?
Okay. You're coming in next week. Whoa. You and Christine, huh?
Oh. Wow. Double Chris.
Yeah.
You and fucking Big Tits are coming in, right?
You and huge Whopper's flower.
Don't even set up a microphone for Christine. Just give her a small box to fucking do her mime act.
Oh, she doesn't talk?
She's fucking hardly talks.
Microphone to just have her clap her tits in a microphone nice. All night long.
That's going to wake the neighbors.
Are you guys still doing shows? Are you doing the Hilton or whatever? What, no.
At the Woodbridge Hilton.
You're going to the Woodbridge Hilton now, right?
Starting in September. Yeah, the first show is Otto.
Yeah, Kenny and I are at the Woodbridge Hilton first show.
Yeah.
Ah.
Are we on Atlanta?
I'll be there.
Kenny, Chris, and Otto.
Yeah, I think you're on it. I'm in sure Indianapolis. I'm not even here.
Oh, no shit. I had no idea. No one tells me any of this shit, man. I just show up.
Yeah, Kenny, it's me and you and Otto.
Oh, no shit.
It's because you're drunk all the time and everybody calls you.
Yeah, and I'm going to Miami on Tuesday, man. I can't wait. The cocaine is delicious down there.
We're going to Miami.
Bang Bros, dude.
I can't wait, Bang man. Bros. I'm going there for a week to unwind.
Hey, Kenny, I'm going to be down there next week. I'm doing three nights at St. Augustine.
No shit, really. I'm trying to do the Miami Improv.
I almost just puked in my mouth.
Kenny. Oh, right on, man.
Kenny, no shit.
I can talk to the guy and see if I can get your guest spot if you want to drive 5 hours north.
No, I'll be on coke, so I might be able to do that.
Yeah,
it might be a bit of a problem.
Wait, what is this? Let me come with you.
I've never heard of anyone winding down on coke. I'm going to get some coke and wind down.
I'm going to Miami to recharge my batteries.
Yeah,
Kenny
says he's going to Miami to wind down. This is somebody who works 8 hours a week. All right? He's got a part-time job. He works fucking 2 days a week making sandwiches, and then he does stand-up. So there's nothing for you to wind down.
I got a lot of stresses, and I need to take a vacation. So I'm going to Miami to do some coke and get drunk on the beach. What's the matter with that?
Perfect.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
It's delicious.
This is what I always wanted out of life, but I could never quite achieve it. Why
gotta,
not?
You got to take notes, man.
Damn.
Yes. No, but definitely. If you're down there, give me a call next week. I'll be there from Tuesday to Sunday.
Yeah, I'll give you a shout, man. I'm gonna try to make my way to Miami at some point.
Yeah, definitely come down. I'm right
Nobody
there.
Nobody cares about your two fucking stupid stand-up lives in fucking Florida.
Holy yeah, but it's shit. Meeting a pal and fucking in another shout state. Out. That's always fun. What happened?
What?
Wow. We can barely understand you on mic, you fat piece of shit. We can barely understand you with your fat fucking lips clasped together through your fucking fat, ugly fucking pig finger hands, you fucking asshole.
He said you should have talked about this on ONA and that we only have listeners in Australia.
ONA. No, we're not the ONA wrap-up show, you fucking cunt.
That's my line.
Well, I just said it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bond has a tendency of just like, saying random shit. Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, did you hear ONA today? I'm like, I'm not fucking doing this.
There's this great bit on ONA. I want to give it a shot.
Oh, it was great. We're going to staple fucking newspapers to our leg. It's going to be terrific.
We haven't touched the paper yet. This is a first for the aristocrats.
I did do some news on the we the usually paper. The newspapers.
Oh, wow. Look at the time.
Oh, okay.
I know. The show's basically over now.
Are you kidding me?
We're in overtime.
I was gonna say, how much longer, you guys?
Oh, we can go all night, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hi, Chris.
Lauren says hi.
Hi.
We're snorting fucking MGDs right here, so we're good.
There must be like a weird like delay on the phone because I was talking all over the My Jovi guy, too.
Yeah.
Like that? Like that.
There's a good second and a half.
Yeah.
Of lag.
He's just blurting out syllables. It's fucking weird.
Is that you?
Yeah,
W X Y and Z.
Is there any other plans you guys want to make before we?
No, no, we're cool.
Because I'll just be over here.
Yeah,
Kevin, what are you doing tonight?
No, right.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
I don't really want to, you know, over the air, like, you know, tell the plans to meet a man in Miami. You know what I mean? That's fucked up.
We'll meet up,
especially one that speaks English.
Yeah,
we'll meet up, get some coke. Who knows?
Come on, we'll go to Andrew Cananan's boat. Party and fucking hang out. The
wow! Wow! Holy shit! That's a great reference. Dude.
It's so random and only very few people would get that. And I got it. I love it.
That's fucking great.
That was a gay guy that killed people, right?
Yes.
He killed Versace,
and he wasn't Vaughn.
Wow. Yeah, because Vaughn's never killed anyone. He's just gay.
Not that we know of.
Fuck was that Vaughn?
That was his varicose vein exploding.
It sounded like you dropped your groceries. What was
and
that?
He hands the mic back to him.
I know.
That's all right. I'll just take off the filter and that's it.
He's the worst fucking sucking scum I've ever seen.
Anyway, all right, you're done with the show now, Vaughn?
Yeah, he's done now. Oh, I'm done with you.
Done with that dumb fucking bald faggot in the corner.
Wow.
Which one? Me or him?
Yeah, there's like eight of us.
No, he's Jewish. You're faggot. That's the difference.
Oh.
They do fight like brothers, though.
They do.
Take the beer bottle
and
shove up your ass like you want to.
It's not always except for like that. This.
No, it really is.
Asshole, you
no,
have.
They're like this because we have guests. We don't.
He's trying
guests.
To show off.
Yeah.
Vaughn just grabs a microphone and just starts cutting a promo like he's a wrestler. He's pointing. He's yelling. I'm gonna kick your stinking teeth in. I could see.
I'm gonna deep throat you. I'm gonna make you eat my cum. Oh, cause I'm gay.
I can see Vaughn.
No, I'll teabag you. I never heard Grover say the word cum before.
Super Grover! It's the Cookie Monster. Wait, I'm gonna make you eat my gum.
I wanna
see this. Well, you know.
The dirty Cookie Monster.
Eat soggy Cookie Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Eat the Cookie Monster.
A soggy muffin and dirty cookie.
Soggy muffin monster. We love it.
A is for anal intrusion.
Yes. All right, so what do we do? Yeah.
I want to see Vaughn in a samurai outfit invade Mongolia. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. On the back of a yak with one of those He-Man, like, hatchets.
He's straight out of Ren and Stimpy.
Myholia. Myholia. That's all he's invaded.
Oh, my God. The fuck is going on over there?
He's like driving down the fucking parkway, like, hanging
that out the window?
Fucking telephone out the window?
Chris is still on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I realized I fucked myself out of the
He's so
apartment.
Fucking bored. He just, like, was doing something else.
paying a toll.
Are we there? No, I ran outside to get better reception, and I locked myself out of the front door. I'm in Boston right now.
He's the fucking Burger King.
Boston.
Boston.
You got stuck a cack in the backyard, you fucking retard.
Okay. I wish I was a stand-up comic going all over the place.
That's what I wish I was when I was a kid, but I'm not good enough.
I wish I was like a pro wrestler driving around New Jersey.
In car accidents with Sid Vicious.
Well, what's your like wrestling name?
Shock.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't really done anything in the last couple of years.
There's a wrestling place right in the town that I grew up in, Lake Hiawatha. Do you know that place?
Yeah, you gotta pay $40 and it's with three dudes in a bathhouse.
No, it's not.
It's all tile. It's like an old Roman.
It's four dudes in the back of a 7-Eleven. Get it right, stupid.
Yeah. Fucking Bette Midler's the referee.
Do you know which place I'm talking about?
Yes, I know which one.
I think it's EC. Is it ECW?
ECPW? There's a couple ones.
ECW?
No, ECW used to have the House of Hardcore, and that was in Philadelphia. But ECPW, I think, is the other one that might have a school. And then there's Jersey All Pro.
Lake Hiawatha.
I think
Jersey All Pro?
Is that a Bugs Bunny fucking location?
JAP, JAP, they call it.
Yeah, that might that's be it.
Okay, yeah, that's the one.
Have you ever been there?
Never. I know several guys who have.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. All right.
See, that's coming deeper than like your chest.
I know.
Steve's a philosopher.
That's pure fucking diaphragm right there.
Yeah.
I did two pro shows.
Two shows, three matches.
Two pro shows. Yeah.
Wrestled? Really? Are you serious?
I got him on a couple shows.
Yeah. I just did it for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. He wanted to actually make a career.
Essentially, imagine what he's wearing now, just solid black.
Like, this is my ring gear.
Like me, but with shorts and knee pants.
You look like a UPS
that's
driver.
That's it. Yeah.
He said...
He looked like the king.
It's Kevin James with tattoos.
You beat me to it, you cunt. You beat me to it.
He said I look like a guy who got lost on the way out of the bathroom when I was coming down my entrance. Just like, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, he had no idea where he was going.
Oh, like his intro on the mic? You were like, this guy.
I was coming down the aisle.
You were Del Davis, right? That was your gimmick?
That was my gimmick.
Del Davis, yeah. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It sounded like all cool and shit. Because he was living in Philly at the time. This is like 7 years ago.
Yeah. So when you walked up and he was like a guy that just walked out of the bathroom.
Nobody knew.
And you're like doing like the flex the muscles.
Oh,
and
I was not.
And like no. He was just kind of like walking. Like
I was just walking.
Like real goofy.
I was
like.
Also laughing because the guy, it was a four-way match?
It was a four-way match. It was me, Derek, the other Steve that does the show from time to time, and our friend Will.
Our what?
This guy, Will.
So, Will wanted some Kiss song as his theme music.
Yeah, and I couldn't let that happen.
Because you can pick, like, theme music or whatever. I said, listen, I got a No Doubt CD in the car. Mm-hmm. Let's switch it with I'm Just a Girl.
The reason was because a couple years before that, when we did
That's
backyard wrestling,
funny.
Yeah, we switched it in the backyard wrestling. And that was just five of us hanging out. Ha ha, yuck, yuck. We did that. This was in front of like 350 people.
And
we swapped out his music. And his
family. Fucking family was there.
And his family.
Oh, that's great.
And we swapped out his music with I'm Just a Girl. And he had to come out to it. He didn't have a choice.
He came out and he fucking sold it too.
He did.
He's like on top of the turnbuckle like, yeah, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
And he like hops in the ring. He's like.
That's what it was. I was the last one out.
You were the last one out.
I was back there fucking laughing.
He didn't want to come out.
No, I didn't. So they start playing my music. Which is actually coincidentally our theme music.
Our theme music for the show.
And we worried it was going to be. I think I love you, but a Partridge Family.
I know.
he tries to stay tough and shakes every rope as the show's going, as the song going on, and he's like, "Fucking, there's a lot of ropes here. This song better be fucking over." You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I came out basically laughing to myself. I just walked out like, "Oh, he's a
but he
idiot.
Literally looked just like Derek right now in all black, and when he came out, like nobody really knew if it was him that they were cheering for. Because he did not look like a wrestler at all.
Did they think he was? He went and got it, somebody told him to go to concession stand, and he came back and forgot the order.
I might
like, dude, I forgot what you guys wanted.
I might as well have had popcorn in my hand. I'm like, what's going on, guys?
Tub of popcorn.
I'll see you later, Lauren.
Bye. Yeah, take care.
Lauren doesn't like the long breaks either.
All right, good. Later.
I need to smoke something. Yeah. So.
Right, well, I think we should wrap this up.
We need a couple of lines.
We usually do about 55 minutes and then a break, then another 55.
I said we go to the bar.
We can go to 1 o'clock.
Oh, Chris is still on the phone.
Oh, is he?
Oh, no, it ended. Okay.
I totally drown him out with his wrestling nonsense.
And he's like,
do you have like a signature move of something?
I do usually like a standing backflip splash onto the guy. Like that's if they're like too heavy.
Depends how much he weighs.
It depends on how much I'm weighing.
It depends on how much the other guy drank.
Yeah. Which actually happens many times.
Splash.
Yeah.
Really?
Other than that, I don't know how familiar you are with wrestling, but a powerbomb You like pick the guy up and flip him upside down, slam him. I do one
where
of
their
those
head
guys.
Is like between your knees.
Yes. Yeah. You pick them all the way up and then
this
slam
is,
them down.
Yeah, yeah, let's all that go to one. Miami.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah, but usually the backflip is almost a little bit more impressive. People usually like that a little bit.
Because it's a standing.
Especially from a 250-pound man.
It feels like we're talking about wrestling in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
That's pretty much.
Weird.
Wow. That's fucking obscure.
You're seriously into it. It's like,
it's awesome,
I thought,
man.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you just...
I can show you a clip after the show if you want.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Absolutely. We're going to be here all night.
And, yeah, Christine's the only one left in the chat room.
Oh, take care.
Oopsie-daisy.
Whoops.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they,
how you doing?
Yeah, I'll be doing a charity show for some company that I don't even know on September 16th or whatever that weekend is.
Is it for cancer? I hope it's for cancer.
Oh, it isn't. It's for some kids thing, I think. I gotta get more information on it.
It's to save the chickens at KFC.
Save those beaks.
Yeah.
Save those fucking beak Arthurs.
Bloody beaks.
Save
Twin Beaks. It's a show, Twin Beaks.
But seriously, like stuff like that, what else do they want? What do they want them to do to him instead?
I don't know.
Do they want to be like on a prairie, like, I'm a chicken, and it's whack,
yeah,
gone. You know,
either way, they're going to die. That's why I say
I don't want to know where my food comes from. You know what I mean? Keep the bones out of it. And
I know.
Just like, you know, keep the bones out of the fish, barbecue the chicken, and, you know.
Serve it to me fucking hot.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I just want the fucking shit
I don't care
hot.
What, just prime rib, make it rare, and give me some au jus, and I'll fucking eat it.
Nice.
Would you call me?
Au jus?
give me a quarter au jus.
There's no racism on fucking room for the racism on the show. I'm sorry.
Yeah, remember that waitress that used to call it Jew?
Yes.
Here's your Jew.
Oh. She gave our friend Craig a, what did he get? The French
jus.
Dip?
French yes, dip.
Oh, jus. I forgot your Jew. And he goes, make them extra crispy for me.
She brings out Gilbert Gottfried. He's like,
are you trying to eat me? Oh, my God. Why would I be on your sandwich? Let me tell you. Oh, I was on your sandwich. Oh.
I went from Hollywood Squares to a fucking hoagie.
One day, I'm a parrot in a Disney movie. The next, I'm next to Lisa Lampanelli sucking cock trying to get on Comedy Central. Why?
Wow. Yes.
And the hoagie pays better.
And I'm walking around. I'm walking around like a duck. I'm yelling like a duck. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. She was a total pig, but I fucked her.
I've never done
Gilbert Godfrey before.
Really, that's a pretty good
one. Very good. Affleck, I'm a duck now.
Is that
I'm
him, Affleck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's him. It's weird. Kenny has to hold half his face.
Well, that's what he does.
No, I'm doing the. Oh my God! I'm Jewish over my eye move. I'm a duck. I went to college.
He's a pirate Jew.
Oh, yeah, he looks like Vaughn pretending to be a pirate.
Oh, I'm a duck.
I'm a straight pirate.
I can't believe this. So,
my God,
that's pretty good.
It's
man.
Nice to come here to work out your material.
I've never seen him do that before. Wake up the fucking neighbors.
I know. That's funny. Oh, that's the only downside.
It's only a drunk neighbor upstairs with a kid that climbs brick walls.
And a fucking coke addiction.
Holy shit.
I'd like to see him like backstage. I'm sure maybe you guys have. Does he like go out? He's just like, oh, God. Like, does he have a normal voice?
Louis Black is like that. Black is like, you know, Louis Black, his hands move. And then when you see him, he's like, hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, you're talking about Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
There is an old clip on Stern. When I used to hear Stern on Terrestrial, it was Gilbert Gottfried leaving a message for Gary.
Yeah.
Right? And he talks like this. Hey, Gary, what's up? It's Gilbert. Just want to let you know.
And then I get paid $500,000.
And then the voice
and
comes
I'm like,
out.
Oh, I need a duck now.
Dude, it was the weirdest thing. He was the mellowest. And it was just, it was, what you know, his character, you know what I mean?
I mean, because obviously he doesn't talk like that. It's a fucking gimmick, but, you know.
But when you heard him, he was just like, hey, what's up?
Louis
Vaughn.
Louis Black takes
that. Give me a beer.
I'll take one, too, Vaughn.
Vaughn, don't stand in front
sorry,
of the guest,
no,
please.
I'm a guest there. I'll get the beers.
No, he's got it.
No,
he's got it.
Vaughn doesn't have a mic. He can get a beer.
But Vaughn is flirting.
Louis Black is like that, where hardcore. He's just like, hey, man, what's going on, man?
he's fucking James Dean.
Just got to take a nap, man.
You're like, so aren't you angry at like the government? He's like, no, I want something to drink.
He's like, his hands don't shake. They're always in his pockets. He's
aren't you angry at the government? No, they only take 12% out of my paycheck. I'm good with them, man. They don't do the 40% because I'm a Jew.
See, you know, we brought up, after we saw you guys, Joe at Woodbridge, we brought this up, that you know, the stand up, and we were talking about the people, and I was like, oh man, you know, I like Joey. He was funny. He was like, for me, he was the best guy. And I was like, oh man, your show was good. He's like, nah, get the fuck out of here. I sucked. Oh, no, you're lying to me. I fucking hate myself. I'm about to swallow a fucking gun. I hate myself. I was like, why are you so, like, fucking self-deprecating?
Yeah, comics are like that. They're
all like that.
Yeah. Even still, like, it was just so funny. I was like, oh, man, your show is the best. No. I'm going to run in front of a truck. I hate me.
There's never a perfect. There's never a perfect set. You're always just like, oh, I forgot this shit. I forgot this.
I was just going to bring that up. Any comic I've ever seen where I've seen them, like, end their set and walk away and, like, got into, like, a position where they're, like, you know, like back to normal.
Yeah.
They're always pissed.
Yeah.
I remember like the first time I noticed that was years ago. Otto and George, they did Stevie G's, which was a shit bar around here.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck this guy got him, but like once a year he would do this little comedy benefit thing.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah. And like I remember he was done with the set and like he put the dummy in there and he just went to the bar and he's like fucking. Like muttering to himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? And like at your show I saw it with who was the older guy?
Chips, the magician?
No, I forgot.
Johnny O.
I forgot.
He
who
kept
was
talking
on the show.
About like American Idol and shit.
Yeah. What was the joke? American Idol.
Was it?
Oh, Bob? Bob something with a Guido last name.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Bob fucking Cassouli or something.
Yeah, like
Bob Cassouli.
But anyway, anytime I see a comic come off stage, they're just like pissed. Like they just can be because they're up there all happy. Ah, thanks a lot, guy. And they're like,
when it goes good and you have like a big applause at the end, you're like, fuck, it's a good crowd, and I forgot to talk about that because I wanted to use. Yeah, you're never perfect. It's never.
I always say
never
comics. Comics are ego. I always say comics are egomaniacs with self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We're egomaniacs to a point where we're like, you know what? I can get up in front of fucking 500 people, make them laugh, but I hope they all like me. I want to make them like me. Please like me. We're fucking. That's why you'll never like guys like OJ and fucking sports guys and actors. You'll hear about them beating up their wives and killing people. You'll never hear that about a comic because comics hate ourselves so much that the only people we would ever hurt is ourselves.
Yeah.
We would never inflict...
A la Richard Jenny.
Yeah, Richard Jenny. Whoops. Exactly.
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman. Whoops.
Yeah.
That was his wife. Stupid twat.
When I first started, I was doing a Christmas show with Otto.
Oh, God.
Ho, ho, ho.
I was featuring for Otto, and I see him to my right, and I'm at a table, and there's, like, cake, and I'm half drunk. And I see him by the Christmas tree, and he's sitting on the thing that the dummy's in, and he's got the puppet next to him, and he's having a conversation with the puppet, and he's just got, and his face, his look on his face is going, ah, fuck, it just looks like he's going, ah, fuck, this sucks, ah, this sucks, and the puppet's going, no, shaking his head, no, and I'm like, when I first started, I'm like, wow, he's fucking nuts, and not a year and a half later, I'm by myself at another fucking VFW in fucking Wasauk. In Pennsylvania at the bar by myself talking to myself, this fucking sucks. I hate this fucking life.
And wishing you had a puppet to talk to.
And a stupid fucking job. I hate this fucking thing. I hate this shit. And you do the show, but I realize that it's not, he's not talking to the puppet. He's not nuts. He just hates that he's in fucking show business. You know what I mean? Like we all do.
Yeah, I actually, one night after a show, we were hanging out and a friend of mine gave me a Shrek doll. I don't know if you would ever down in Pennsylvania. And I've seen Otto's act so many times that I could do it inside out.
Oh, yeah.
So I got this Shrek doll and I got it. We're at a bar and I'm at like a booth and I got the fucking Shrek doll at the top of the booth and I'm doing Otto's act with the fucking, with the Shrek doll. I'm going, Poosa! And I'm just sitting there doing his act and I'm crushing in front of three of my friends.
This is
the best act I've ever done. It's my best set ever. And I'm doing Otto's act with a Shrek doll. Oh, it just sucked. It just sucked.
I
can't picture myself. It's like that tortured artist thing because no matter how much you fucking hate doing something, you know, when you have a shitty set or whatever, you still love it. There's nothing else I'd rather do. You know?
It's like the saying, the show must go on. It's even when you like have diarrhea and you're just like my life sucks. I've been up since 2 days ago doing coke and now I take an hour and a half nap and I haven't eaten anything in 3 days and I got to do a fucking hour and a half show. You know what I mean? And you're just like, I have to do it, and you go and you do it. You know what I mean? But you still hate everything. You hate everything. Except, everything. Like, you know, cold Miller Genuine Drafts and a good fucking radio show. Man.
Well, you're not going to find that here,
and,
so I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
I'm not, and I'm not driving
hey,
home.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
having,
hey.
I'm having a blast.
They got Miller Genuine Drafts.
MGD's baby. Bubba.
All right, you want to wrap this up?
Are
we ending?
Oh, you're back?
Well, I saw you grab the mic, so.
Oh, you're back? Vaughn is back with us?
Oh, you're drunk?
I'm not. Are you?
Yeah, you're not even going to say goodbye. You're going to
leave. It's a palindrome right now.
What?
1221.
Shut up.
There you go. Oh, Derek likes those palindromes.
Fucking
I never realized it was a palindrome for numbers.
I was at a gay bar called the palindrome.
It is.
Nah, that's...
Are you serious?
I just want to plug a date. I'll be at Andrew Cannon's Boathouse
nice.
next Wednesday night.
I'll be hanging out at fucking Johnny Versace's gravesite afterwards. Hanging out trying to get his piece
Gani
of ass
Versace.
From his daughter. What do I call him, Johnny?
I call him Gani.
That is so wrong, yeah. Shockster.
Oh, yeah.
Shockster. The Shockster.
He's got a million. Every time someone dies, all I get is like 18 text messages of a different pun for their name.
Yeah. Well, what did you have for Rizzuto?
Actually, I didn't even know. I
didn't
just
know he died
until
Tuesday.
Yeah, like Phil the Grave Rizzuto or something.
what was Anna? Oh, Anna the Cold Stiff?
Anna the Cold Stiff.
Me and Ted Bundy are going looking for dates at the bar. So I'll see you there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, fortunately, fortunately seem to get a lot of them where their names are John. So yeah, it's just easy. I just throw a gun, like Gon Ritter, Gandhi.
Gon Denver.
Gon Denver.
Gonny Cash.
Gon Lennon. Gonny Cash.
Yeah. So.
Because they're all dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I guess we're closing shop.
Yeah, might as well.
We're going to the bar.
Why not? The funny.
We're running out the closing music.
I'm going to the bar. I'll see you later.
We're going to the bar.
Well, thanks for having us, man.
No problem.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to stop by, you know where the place is.
It was a blast, man.
Want to stop by, sit at the bar, have a drink.
I'm coming to fucking Conti and Kenny. I don't know about you guys.
I'll be there.
If I can make it there,
it's perfect too. Because after he bombs on our show, he can jump off the fucking Tappan's Bridge.
I won't bomb. I'll fucking kill.
In that case, bring Vaughn.
Anytime you guys want to come up, meet me in Woodbridge. I'll take you up, man.
Beautiful. Give me a Muslim name while I'm on the show.
I what? Give you a Muslim name?
I can bomb and it'll be okay.
All right. We will see you on
White Power.
Tuesday?
Maybe.
Yeah, Tuesday.
You're drunk and fuck.
Thank you very much, Conti and Kenny.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.